hope the message you guys are getting is, it's all good, baby.
They should do that. They should let you make a personalized message for Zoom when they can get that recorded.
I mean, that's the one I would use. Just like, you know what it is, and then just get started. That's how Zoom should start. Anyways, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of I was gonna say Games We Don't Play. I'm like,
no, it's not that.
Like, whoa, not cancel that. Culture.
Yeah,
they cancel culture. You cancel yourself.
I cancel myself. Think it is. I'm all so popular. I had to cancel myself.
Yeah, no. I would never get over that story. Never get over that story.
No, it doesn't get old. Fuck Mike Fallon. We're just gonna start from the beginning. No, welcome everybody to the latest episode of Cadillac on Mars. You know, you got me, Chalfie, you got Delvin in the house, you got T in the house. We're just going to catch up, talk about
T looks like he's actually on Mars.
Right, that is true, too.
But he's in space, you know.
Yeah. Also, it looks like T got a fresh cut.
Yeah. No, XT is it's all coming back, so X is the opposite of that. It's growing back in.
It looks lower than usual. But, yeah, I'm glad Delvin makes some time because, you know, lately he's been out here just, like, clocking the hose. So, you know.
Not at all.
Out here being knee deep in some cooch, so I'm just glad you're able to kind of peel away from a little bit.
Not just knee deep.
that is not a thing.
I mean, she might listen. If you Google hard enough, it'll be a thing. What's the rule you guys have on Skim? Your stump rule or whatever.
The what? I'm sorry. What rule?
Didn't you guys used to have a rule on Skim that was like, if you could think it?
Oh, that's just rule 34. That's not our rule. That's the internet's rule.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You dig deep
How
enough,
do we get to that rule?
It'll be some porn on that motherfucker. I mean, apparently he's accusing you of having some shit on the internet, my guy.
Nah, I don't. Not yet.
Damn, he said yet.
Hey, you never know.
Hey.
I don't have anything salacious out there yet, but you know.
Currently, is my man
currently,
saying.
But you know.
He's but like, he is in Miami, what? And they record a lot of stuff down there. They film a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah. He's like, you hit me with the right economic downturn.
I think
he's already got the name built in.
So. Oh, I knew you were going to make that joke.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch, I knew it.
It's there.
The most scandalous thing I have out there probably is two videos. One that happened this week, and one that happened when I was in North Carolina. One of me in a club singing Tevin Campbell, Can We Talk?
Ooh,
the top of my lungs, yeah. And there's one at my friend's party this Friday. I know this motherfucker put it on the internet somewhere. Thank God I don't know any information. But of us all singing New Edition, If It Isn't Love.
Okay.
For some reason, they thought I should be Ralph Tresvant.
Do you have the video of you singing Tevin Campbell?
No. I do have another video at the same club the next night of me singing Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes.
Okay.
At the club.
Well done.
Because what I'm saying
is... tell your friends that I don't mean nothing to you.
Yeah.
Please don't deny the truth.
Damn, T's really out here singing.
Yeah, we was in there lit.
But is that how fun. Delvin sounded?
Not at all. Sounded fucking terrible.
Because what I'd like to do, I need you to give me the video so I could strip the audio, put on the end of the podcast. Just a little.
That's not happening. It was terrible.
But we're still trying to get these gold coin tapes, man. Come on.
I was with the person this Saturday.
Yeah, remember
that was Friday. That was Friday.
But, yeah, well, let's go into this. What's up with Delvin? What's happening?
Yeah, man. I had a good / horrible week. Friday was good.
Okay.
Saturday was horrible.
All right.
Sunday was baffling. You guys saw my son.
I want to know who pulled you out your hookup Saturday. How we done chugged along most of the week? We arrive at Saturday. They're like, oh, this is where it takes a turn.
Right. Yeah.
I won't get too far into what happened Saturday.
You know what it is. This is the Treehouse of Trust here. We ain't gonna play nobody.
Yeah, there's the people who listen to this can hear a little bit of the story. So
it's like four dudes and we're three of them.
Yes.
So if you have Fowler on here, like it's a wrap.
Yeah. I was scheduled for a date on Saturday.
Uh huh.
with the woman that people know because they've been hearing a lot about her and people apparently love her.
The main name, not the burnt steak.
Yeah, the burnt steak, we done.
Okay.
And every red flag in the world, and that was another one.
And there was the biggest one was the Sunday. That was the one.
Okay.
Which I would not get into. But yeah, so I was planning on going out. Should I start Saturday? Because that's weird to start Saturday and not talk about Friday.
Well, get me there. Walk us through it, baby.
Yeah. Come on. Sit back, relax, everybody.
Did we talk about North Carolina trip? Well, we talked about it on So Tell Me. We got to talk about it there.
Yeah. So let's start with that. So Delvin had a fun trip. I'm going to summarize it real quick so we can get into Saturday. He went all the way to North Carolina to see the Miami Heat lose.
Yes. With my friends from high school.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he did have a rad time because he went to some clubs. And the most amazing thing that has like fucked with my head is he had strawberry flavored chicken wings.
Yes. Yes. And they are delicious.
Damn. And so what we deduced
was that. You forgot the other thing too.
What's that?
Oxtail pizza.
Oh, yeah. An oxtail on some pizza. I was like, fuck. Oxtail is delicious. Now, oxtail on pizza. Damn.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. But we talked about the honey, the wings, and I was like, oh, it sounds like it would be like a honey habanero, but with that little bit of brightness. And he was like, yeah, that's like exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
And the strawberry wings.
Strawberry wings, strawberry color, and they taste fantastic. Get your little ranch with them. Fire. Incredible.
That's what's up. So he had a great time, got an apartment, lived his life, did his best thing, flies back home. It's Friday. What happens?
My homeboy calls me earlier that week. He's like, hey, having a birthday party. The homeboy I went on the trip with, one of the homeboys, he's like, come through. So, you know, me thinking like, you know what? We just had fun out of town. I said I'm going to start staying in touch with these dudes and start talking to them more often. Let me be that. So he says the party starts at 9. I have to realize I'm dealing with black people.
Yeah, because I was going to say, so you showed up like at 11, right?
No. I was being responsible and stupid.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you said responsible and stupid. Because I was like, come on.
What time should you have showed up?
10:30.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I said 11. We're in the range.
I show up. My homeboy like, hey, you just in time to help us finish setting. I'm like, setting up.
There it is. There it is. I was waiting for it. I was
all
like,
you've done is get table duty. Don't play yourself like that.
Yeah. I was like, damn, they were going to have you put tablecloths. And then you said it. And I was like, yeah. Yes.
So I'm setting tablecloths and stuff. And they're like, hey, we got to go on a beer run. I'm like.
That was my next one. I was like, someone gets sent to the store because they haven't gone yet. Yeah.
So we go to the Walgreens to go get the beer and stuff. We're all grabbing all kind of beers and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't drink nothing. I don't drink.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't give a fuck about none of this. So we're grabbing beers. We get to the counter. These two white girls come up to us and they're talking like, oh, you guys having a party and stuff like that? And then they're like, my friend, the birthday boy's like, yeah, it's my birthday. And the other girl's like, yeah, it's my birthday too. And then my friend tells the girl, which I didn't know happened. I didn't know this. I didn't know what happened. I didn't hear this part. He told the girl that I had a bad breakup and I was feeling kind of down. So randomly, when I come back, the girl just randomly hugs me and gives me a kiss on the cheek, said, you're so cute. I'm like, okay, thank you. It was mad awkward because I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This random white girl just comes and hugs me and kisses me on the cheek. I'm like, okay.
Don't get me caught out here in these North Carolina streets. I don't know how this town works.
Yeah. No.
Be a sundown town. I need to be out somewhere.
Exactly.
So we go back to the house and we finish setting up and stuff. Apparently, I'm one of the tall people, which I'm not tall at all. But I'm like 5'10". That's not tall. But I'm taller than most people there, so they had me hanging up shit on the high shelves. I'm like, God damn, am I in a party with a bunch of leprechauns? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on?
Hey, man, there's no height shaming around here. What are you talking about? Fuck you guys.
So,
hey.
this is the fun part of the party.
Did the white girls go to the party?
No, they were going to go, but my homeboy like, nah, because his girl was there. That would have been a problem.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought it was gonna be turning into that situation where it's the one white girl and then like the bunch of guys behind her on the sofa.
And I gotta tell you, my homeboy should have told me this, because this was awkward as fuck. Everybody at the party, it was all couples.
So you could have brought your girl.
Yes. He didn't tell me that.
I don't you ain't Roach. I don't think you road trip ready.
Well, no, this was back in Miami.
Yeah, that's the Miami. We're back
Oh,
home.
okay. They were already back.
Yeah, we're already back.
Right.
So this is like in the Grove, Coconut Grove. Like, so it was his birthday party, of course. Everybody there was with their partner, and there were some gorgeous looking women there. Like, damn. I guess his girl, they were all his girl's sisters. Every one of them are fine. It's like four or
That's
five.
it.
All of them are gorgeous. Like, damn. This family got some good ass genes.
But none of them single for you.
None of them single for me, which doesn't matter now because I'm apparently in something. I don't know what it is. Don't know what it is yet.
A situationship. They have a name for
Yes.
this shit, man, right now.
So they're like, we're doing karaoke. So we had, so they set up two areas, one outside, one inside, with karaoke.
Wait, dueling karaoke? Like you can
Yes.
karaoke in the crib and karaoke
Basically,
outside?
the outside part was for the people who wanted to karaoke hip hop,
Okay.
like Jeezy, like all the hip hop joints and stuff like that.
You want to go
The
hard
inside, yeah,
outside.
inside was for mostly what they did was R&B,
Okay. Smooth
80s and
jam.
90s R&B, and some pop songs.
So
Okay.
inside the house was the quiet storm.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
Outside was beer pong
all
and Jeezy.
right. I
So
get it. I get it. Makes sense. Makes sense.
it makes sense, yeah.
These two don't mix. Someone's mad. If I'm hearing some hard like rap and then you slide in with some R&B, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Vice versa, I get it. If you're trying to get your groove on, get sexy inside, and then I come through with some fucking wild ass Gucci, you don't want that.
Yeah, and strange enough, it kind of worked because they were different sex and it worked. Like people went outside to go do the hip hop stuff, came back inside, was doing like Spice Girls and shit like that.
I get it. That makes a lot of sense.
And then my friend Kevin, he was having a Black Lucid birthday and stuff like that. Him and his brother was up there singing songs. And then why New Edition, If It Isn't Love, comes on. And he's like, "You got to come up here and sing this with us." Like, no, why would I don't even know any of these people. Feel
Yeah.
like, nah, son, you gotta
Now
come
see,
through New
that
Edition.
makes it easy. You don't know them
Yeah.
people. Never
Yeah.
seen them again in your life.
Yes.
T's not wrong. There it is.
So he pulls me up there. And of course, out of all the parts they want me to sing, I sing goddamn Ralph Tresvant's part.
Well, you took the high, the up there, way up there. Why is that?
Because nobody else wanted to do the highs. So
Yeah.
I had
So
to
it's
do
not that they gave him a
the
choice, they set him up.
Yeah, they's like, yeah, you can hit that part. I'm like,
Those
he's like, no, I can't.
aren't friends.
Yeah, they not.
That's two strikes, man. They
Yeah.
didn't one, they didn't tell you you could bring your lady. Two, they make you sing like the highest parts.
Oh, don't forget, you forgot the third one. The third one
What?
about having the random white girl hug me. Like,
Yeah, I
you
respect
know,
that. That's
yeah,
no,
I'll give them that one. They were looking out for the homie.
that can lead to a case.
No, that is true. That is
Especially in
true.
Miami.
One
Nah.
hug can turn into one tear real quick, and then
Yeah, then it become one wish. Get me out of this
they
shit.
become wild amounts of bullets.
Yeah.
So,
So yeah, I'm doing karaoke, singing New Edition, doing all the moves, embarrassingly bad. Like, you know, they want to do the whole routine. Like, this is goddamn Showtime with the Apollo. We spinning around and stuff like that, singing to these men, girls.
but did they have the stump of wood where you started? Sandman came with the hook.
With the
It was a lot of fun. We did the song, people was cheering and stuff like that. They threw their drawers at the girls. I'm like, I'm not throwing my drawers at y'all, girl. That's weird.
Wait, okay. So they
Get
were
me
just,
there.
yeah,
Get
they
me
were just,
there.
yeah, they were just dicks out. Like, is that what you're
No, no,
saying?
no, 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 no. My friend Kevin lives there. So
Oh,
he has drawers. And
so
his
you just
brother
had some.
also was there,
Got it,
who
got
had
it.
his draws.
This is premeditated.
Premeditated draw throwing, yeah.
Well, premedicated. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. That's
premeditated. Hold on.
Draws with medicine.
Premeditated draws throwing is your show title. I'm putting it down on paper right now. Premeditated draws throwing. Write it down, Chompy.
Yeah, there you doing go. It right.
Yeah.
Now, but it's spelled D-R-A-W-L-S, right?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Draws. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Let me give you the interesting part of the night. Because my friend's birthday actually.
Premeditated or premedicated?
No.
Do both.
Said both.
Do both. Do both.
If you got medicated draws, it might be a problem.
Right.
Don't play us like that.
That's
meditate.
That's the Bill Cosby draws.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's what got him locked up. But my friend's birthday actually was at 12 o'clock midnight.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So he was like, look, it's my birthday, Dale. I want you at midnight to take a shot of Hennessy with me.
I must.
I mean, I get it. But also, Delvin doesn't drink.
Yes.
And Hennessy is not the smoothest.
Yes.
Oh, you drinking the wrong Hennessy. Don't disrespect Henny like that.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said it was not the smoothest.
Let's get to the funny part.
Also, so, I might not be genetically predisposed to Hennessy, so it might taste different to me.
That's correct. Oh, I'm going to get to that, too.
Okay.
So, he tells a Spanish friend to pour us all shots. So at 12, we can take the shot.
Okay.
Now, this is going to sound a little racist, because it is. Can you guess what shot the Spanish guy gave all of us, instead of Hennessy?
It was tequila.
Yes.
You know it, and I know it.
Yeah. Duh. Like, I mean, that's not racist. That's just factual. Yeah.
So I take
is
the
it
first
racist
shot.
Of me to think if once you said shots, I immediately went Hennessy? Like, is that racist, or is that just facts?
Might be facts.
Blue, it is a long history of black people in Hennessy.
Yes.
And I mean long. Like,
did you guys send me the TikTok about... Or did I just see it on my own about how like Hennessy was a gift from France to like black soldiers?
My friend just did a podcast on that. One Mike Black History Pod talking about black people's history with a Hennessy. It's really good.
Yeah, it was wild. It's like deep.
Yeah, it's really deep. But
digress.
He gave us all a shot of tequila. I take the shot. Like, what the fuck is this?
Do you know what tequila was?
No, I never tried tequila before.
Oh, it matters.
It really does.
Because I believe what they call it, rock gut, when it's that the low class, low shelf type. You know what I'm saying?
Like if you're drinking, Cuervo is for mixing, not for drinking. Like,
okay.
So if you're making margaritas, throw the Cuervo in there. You're making some type of like mixed drink, Cuervo's fine because you're just mixing it.
This
get into your higher end stuff, it can be really like smooth and flavorful.
This shit tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Like, what?
It doesn't have a buttery essence to it at all.
I wouldn't know. So I would say no. So I drink this.
Did it taste somewhere between like garbage and earwax?
Yes.
Earwax. That is exactly it.
That's Cuervo.
It is earwax.
If it was earwax, that's Cuervo. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Accidentally put your finger in your mouth after you rub your ear.
Yeah. So I take this shot. It does not go down smooth. I'm like, oh.
No.
And then my friend Kevin says, fuck, man, that was the wrong shot.
Now you got to do two.
Like, that wasn't the shot we're supposed to take. You poured us the wrong shit, dog. Now we got to do another. Like, what?
That's what I'm saying. The first one was just
you
like,
have to correct. Come on, it's my birthday.
Like, now we got to do the energy shot.
Because if you just did the tequila shot, the whole future timeline skewed.
Yes.
It wasn't supposed to be that way. So you got to, like, you split the timeline. You got to put it back.
So I'm like, God damn it. I said, all right, pour me a little bit of the Hennessy. A little bit of hen dog. Don't pour too much. Like, don't pour like you poured the tequila. Tequila, y'all was like fucking like, hey.
They're trying to give me double shots.
Let's pull up this shot glass. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? I was like, give me a swig of the tequila. No, in Hennessy. So.
That's fucked up, man.
That's they so pour up. They pour a little bit of the Henny in there for me. We do the cheers again.
Yeah.
And I drink the Henny. It's a little more smoother than the tequila. But it's still like, for somebody who doesn't drink this, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that you've already had the tequila, which means your belly is warm. Like, you're already like, oh, this is a lot. Like, I can't be doing this.
Yes. Thank also, God I was eating pizza and shit, like, before that.
For sure. And I know you stay hydrated and all that good shit.
Yes.
Henny should not be served in shot form.
Yeah.
It's a very specific kind of situation. It's a very specific type of yak. So it should be poured in a specific type of glass and give room to breathe and shit. And you kind of like hit them notes.
Yeah.
They didn't want to breathe. Shit like a shot.
They're like, nah, here you go, homie. Take this. I'm like, no.
Now, awful. Have you ever had like back-to-back shots?
No. I've never had a shot before.
Okay. Love this is not the way to start.
No, it's not.
I'm just like you, Devin. I have never been drunk a day in my life. I have had a drink or two in my life, and never more. I always worried that I'm gonna fuck up and kill somebody drunk driving or some shit. Yeah. So I'm constantly like, nah. Unless I'm near the house, I'm not really gonna drink nothing anyway. That way I can just walk home. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. Never. So I don't fuck with liquor like that either. So I understand, man.
Yeah.
So Delvin did post or shared with me something the other day. Oh, I'll get into my in my part of like what's up with
go ahead.
But I was trying to get a hold of Delvin when I was out the other day, and he sent me a picture, and he was drinking the most visually delicious looking drink, basically like a hollowed out pineapple, like mixed with rum.
I
was
never talked about that, huh?
No, we'll get there. That's get there. My yeah, part we'll of the story.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
So now you're doing back to back shots, and then you're alive.
I'm like, yeah, it's time to go home. This is about enough. It was like, almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, they say things come in threes. You don't need to know what the third one is.
I don't know what the third one is.
Punch the clock right now.
I was
like, you ever tried some rock? You're like, oh, what?
Nah. Like, yeah, it's time for me to go home. Let me listen to some more of this Jeezy. Right. Make sure I'm good. And I'm going home.
They're going to pass the vape pen to Delvin. He's going to be a dead body.
That was the next thing. They was like, hey, let's pull out the hookah thing. Like, oh, fuck y'all. We're not doing this. This is not happening. Like, I say, hookah is a bridge too far for me. I'm good.
By Delvin's standard, he hangs out with some wild boys.
Yeah.
He's like, they're doing karaoke, R&B, and fucking hookahs. They're crazy.
Wildin'.
they're of the streets.
Yeah. It's funny because when I was younger, like hanging out and stuff like that, like going to clubs and partying all night, that wasn't a thing. But when you're 43, you'll be looking like, man, it's 12:01. It's time for me to get home. it's time to take a nap. No,
12:01 is already 3 hours too late.
Yes. Yeah.
This time change is chaos right now. My poor brain and my eyes, bro.
Yeah.
So no, I can't see kicking in the streets. Plus, oh yeah, that means you was out there for the time change.
Yeah.
No, that was Friday night. So I'm saying into Saturday. So you good
the next day.
Yeah.
And my new partner. The one I'm working with now, she likes to go out late. Like she be like, hey, like for like, she be like, hey, let's go to the movies. Like, what time you want to go? Oh, 9:40 at night.
You're all, I want to watch this movie, not sleep through it. Now she said 9:40 a.m. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds
first
great.
Get some breakfast out there. Get a
Denny's early morning breakfast. Yeah, we're good.
I was about to say, smuggle in some McMuffins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid show title. Smuggling some McMuffins.
We are giving y'all all the title tonight.
Yeah, the game is way different when you get older. Just like I saw a meme the other day that was like, hey, do you want to go do a late brunch, have mimosas at 1, do some drinking the rest of the day, and be home by 9? And the other person's like, yes. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's just like that portion of the evening where dinner probably fits in as well, but I could still be home before it's double digits.
I will put it to you this way.
Sign me up.
The dates,
and I didn't have to get up early? Better.
The dates I plant with this girl all in the daytime, like around noon, 1 o'clock, stuff like that. The date she planned all at night. Like, yo, why are you trying to be Batman?
We don't have to go out. That's another good show title too. Why you trying to be Batman?
Why you trying to be Batman?
Like, yo, when it comes dark, we don't have to be out here. We're not Blade. We don't have to be out at night. We can
not Blade.
We can be home sleeping. We can do 1,001 things. You
like,
be
I'm
out.
A daywalker, okay?
You know, Delvin's stressing about 8:15. He's like, fuck, right now I'd be getting in the shower.
Yeah.
Get my little bowl of ice cream ready.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, yeah. Getting kind of dark.
Get my little treat, you know what I'm saying? Seriously.
He's like, shit, about 15 minutes in on the switch, you know?
Just oh, my God.
I got like the little blanket over the legs.
Trying to get these pajamas. You told him, let's go hang out. I'm like, I'm going to be in bed. Like, yeah. What are you talking about? It's night nap time.
Yeah.
Those are hanging out. That's absurd.
He's like, I got to commute all the way down to work. Downstairs.
Exactly. I got a 2-minute commute.
You got to talk to her about this relationship. You're like, listen, I got a curfew. Self-imposed, but I got a curfew.
Got a curfew.
I work with my grandma. She says it can't be late.
Yeah. I got to be in bed at a certain time so I can go to sleep watching the old episodes of SpongeBob. You are affecting that.
You're affecting
that. Like affecting me watching SpongeBob and Craig of the Creek at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Now, yes, I've seen all these episodes before. That's not the point.
Yes.
It's that they're available.
They are available to watch. Somebody got to get these views for these shows.
Right, exactly. I want everyone to get the residual checks. I feel like if I don't watch it, they don't get my nickel. So
exactly. They got to. Every night, Craig of the Creek or SpongeBob.
Okay, so now talk to me about Saturday. So Saturday night, good, ends with, well, it sounds like it's on the decline now because Friday night ends with you taking two shots, and that's not your thing. And then so you go to Saturday. What happens?
Saturday was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Oh, no.
It was the worst. I had plans to go out with my lady,
uh-huh.
And I won't say who, but you could probably put two and two together.
Uh-huh. Burnt steak.
Somebody was big time hating to an extreme degree. Like incredible degree. I won't get into it, but I didn't go out on a date.
Yeah.
And I ended up giving the tickets to my lady so she can take her daughter.
Damn.
Which is good. And it was like I can tell Scream 6 we were supposed to go see, and
that's the hot movie right now.
Yeah, I got the tickets where the good movie theater tickets. Went to the one that has like the
comfy seats and shit.
Comfy seats, and they're bringing your food and shit like that. So I was like, I'm looking forward to that. But nah, I was getting hated on big time. And then Sunday, y'all saw what happened Sunday.
I did. Sunday was off. Okay, so Sunday I was disconnected from like everything.
Oh, you saw that text that I got.
No, I didn't. Go back.
You didn't see the text?
I didn't.
Yeah,
oh, did
go
I?
Look at that. Go look in your the messages because we was on
okay,
that.
Okay, we got like four fucking threads. Which one is it in?
the main one we use are the main iPhone joint.
Okay, the text one.
Just go up and you will see what happened. The chain of events that happened that somebody thought it was okay to do.
Because I had read T's text.
Hold on. Let's see if I can see it.
The am I the asshole one.
Yes, this is probably an am I the asshole situation, by the way. Literally.
I see the lines about why is graphic nudity men's wieners?
I don't know what that is.
Is that general area?
Oh, I got you. I remember that conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't talking about that one.
Then there was T's friend. That's all I have. Man, do you guys have another thread without me?
All right, okay. So if you look at it's a picture and I sent y'all something about Linus and the Hard R. So this came yesterday, 1:41 p.m. is when it my time is when it came. So
yes, that sounds about right. Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, man. You guys just outed yourselves.
That's all right. Someone called themselves to doing, called himself trying to do a background check on me.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's what started this whole chain of events. And you can probably figure out who it was. Do a background check to see if I was still married.
Yeah. Yesterday, 9:41 your time. Go look at that. Go look around there.
Yes.
Damn. So, wait, but is this the one from 9:40 a.m.?
Yeah. Because it was, okay. Well, whatever. It was 1:41 our time. So what is that, 10:41 your time?
Yeah.
Okay. So, hold on. Now I got a question. So is this the one that said Jesus, or is this burnt steak still?
Burnt steak.
Burnt steak.
Wouldn't be CSI Miami.
I didn't realize you sent that to us right then and there. That's funny.
Yeah. I was perplexed. I was like literally like livid. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Yes.
Why would she do this?
Yes.
Like, what's the point of it?
Yes. So to explain to the audience what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Everybody who's listened to this show, we've talked about it countless of times on this show and many other podcasts. I've been divorced for like about a year now. And we've even had this discussion on T's show and this show, how I've started dating after I got divorced. I like really started getting into the game of dating. So I told this young lady, you know, I've been single for this long. I'm dating now after I got the divorce. I guess she called herself because, you know, of the previous things we've discussed about her behavior and stuff like that, because I backed off a little bit from the relationship because, you know, it's pretty toxic. We weren't at a point where it was official or anything like that. So I'm like, nah, let me step away. I guess she took it upon herself to make believe that it was me in her being in a relationship with my ex.
Uh-huh.
Still being married. So she called herself doing a cursory background check. And she found something that said, I was still married.
Yeah, because it says, and she put in there, I was waiting for you to confess. Like, yeah. Wow, that is wild accusatory. Like, one, that means she's got a lot of baggage with her. She's had some experiences that she needs to be doing some background checks.
Yes.
But that's not for you to be dealing with.
Yes. So when I saw this, I was flabbergasted for two reasons. One, I was like, I can't believe a person would actually do this. Like, this is a wild thing to do to somebody that you're not like even in like a full relationship with. You're like just talking to.
Yeah, like you have been on a handful of dates. Not like you've been like seeing each other regularly, frequently, like nonstop, coming over to the crib. None of that. Like, how many dates you go on with her? Like three, four?
Yeah, like three.
That's wild.
And the last date was terrible.
Yeah, because that was the movies, right?
No, or the last date was Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Yes, yes, yes. Because then she got on you because you took valet when you told her to take valet and then still got pissed at you.
Exactly.
Another red flag.
Right. No, these aren't red flags. These flags are like when the fucking guy is trying to land the planes. Like,
exactly.
Just out there bright. Like.
Yeah, know, like. Exactly. So I get this text. I'm like, first thing, I'm like, the fucking nerve.
Yeah.
Then the second thing, I'm like, why the fuck is this thing saying I'm married?
Yeah.
So I said, let me make sure that all my shit went through.
Yeah.
So I went on the correct site, looked up the information. Of course, it says divorce finalized last year, of course. So there was two sides to me. The first side was like, man, let that shit go. Block her. Walk away. Don't deal with it no more. Then the petty delving side was like, nah. Fuck that, son. Prove that you were correct and that you were telling the truth. Then block her and walk away.
Yes.
Every so often, you gotta be a little petty.
Yeah.
Just get it out of the system.
Especially in this case, like, this is justifiable because there was nothing to prompt this. You know, it's not like she came to your house and was like, man, this is weird. You know, like, oh, I'm seeing like ladies' panties all over the place or something like that. You know?
Yes. Like,
this lady is like tripping on some bullshit.
Yes, and I wasn't in a good mood either. It was Sunday morning. I wasn't in a good mood. I was already mad from like Saturday.
You're like, I already lost an hour of sleep.
Yes. I was already mad like from Saturday. So I was on my petty Pendergrass shit. Like, nah, I'm not letting you slide with this one.
Yeah.
So I pulled up all the receipts of that shit and sent them to her, like, since you want to look up stuff, you need to look up the right shit. Don't call me no more. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
We're a done deal. This is a wrap. I don't want to hear from you no more. I am blocking you after this conversation because I can't believe you had the audacity to do this shit.
Yeah.
That is some bullshit to do. And fucked up. I'm like, that shows you have no trust or faith in anything.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Stay the fuck away.
If you were to be like, listen, okay, we'll get over this, it will never end. Like, this has been established in this relationship. Everything will be questioned.
Yes. Yeah. I can't let that one go.
That's like, fucking wild. That is super crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, we good.
Nope, no thanks.
So I was like, good. And it was kind of a relief because I'm like, you know what? That door's closed.
Yeah.
The door that opened the night in question after the concert.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but good stuff with her.
Yeah, I heard those doors been open, though.
No comment. No comment at all. I'm not saying nothing on this podcast about that. Nope, not getting there.
Let me go back to the text thread. I do recall.
No. We're not talking about that. No. Not at all.
I mean, just to kind of even dip a little bit into that, for those who haven't listened to the So Tell Me, like, Delvin has been in a much more positive relationship that seems to be like very, it's got some balance in it. It is very new, but it's like very fun. Having some new experiences, which sounds really, really positive.
Very affectionate. Surprisingly, very affectionate. Like, she wants to go salsa dance. I'm like, huh? She's like, we can go take salsa lessons together and learn how to salsa dance. And
yeah, she's out here making Delvin, a cultured man. He's learning all kinds of things.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that about that.
I mean, it may be late at night, but
yeah.
Hey.
She might be trying to have me like Darkwing Duck out here, like just out here and tearing their flaps in the night. But God, but it's working. Like, you know, she's really cool. I like that she like kind of like brings stuff out of me.
I can't get over. He said the terror that flaps in the night.
That's what he said.
I forgot that's what it was.
I love
which in the context of his adult relationship can mean a whole different thing.
Yeah, it could. yeah,
oh, that really worked. A couple levels there. Holy shit!
Yeah. I am coming up with
next show titles. Terror that flaps in the
night. Okay, get that down.
Okay,
left and right, baby. But yeah, she is. I don't think I say this off about people. So far, she's good for me.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is she's making me think outside the box and do things I wouldn't normally do. And it's fun.
And I like this for you because it's also not ridiculous shit.
Like, yes.
It's like, let's go see this new area that might have just been down the block. But just never went there, you know. Like it's allowing, and I know I'm just speaking for you, but it's, and so you can correct me or whatever. But I feel like it's like one, allowing Delvin to sort of reevaluate himself, reevaluate relationships, but then also reevaluate his surroundings.
Yes,
I think as people we get stuck in our little like 6-block radius, you know,
for sure.
and then you forget like, oh yeah, there's that side of town. And they got shit over there too. I just never go over there, you know? So in some of the things, the adventures he's told me about, they all sound fun. You know?
And they all are surprisingly fun.
Went out to a bar that had a pool surrounding it. So we saw like people as mermaids swimming and shit. He's out, my man's out here, linens, toes out, walking on the beach.
Yeah, it's so wild and yet so fun. We like it's different. And I don't think I've experienced this since maybe my early 20s.
Uh-huh. Like actual dating?
Like actual dating. And not only actual dating, but doing the unknown with it.
Yeah.
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 When you don't know what's next. So like us going to the movies is probably the most regular date we can have. And even that was going to be like a different experience. So it was kind of cool that every time I see her, it's a different experience in a different way to communicate and talk with her in different environments. Like, you know, like you said, we had to went to the Mermaid Bar. We went to this, the last date was the, I think it was a Mexican restaurant where they had like the giant, the pineapples, the pineapple rum drink, and they had a whole bunch of platters you could eat from and chew from. It was, and they just blasted nothing but like Latino music and stuff. It was a great vibe in there. And they had this little section where you could take pictures at and stuff. It was just, all the places we've been to have been great vibes. And then the first date was at this Art Deco type food truck place that they would have, like, that was almost like an outside club.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, that's when they were drinking hot Hennessy in the daytime.
Yes. And they had bottle service outside and stuff. It was such a weird, different thing. Yeah. But it's like every time we went out, it's been something different.
And that's like similar to the conversation that I have with Donnie, like on PSVG, where it was like me on the different end and something he had brought up, where he was like talking about like the opportunity to like date your partner again. You know, like, you know, my wife are getting opportunities to go out and do stuff. And it's like, but it's different right now. One, because we got money. Not rich, but it's different from like being young and being like, I got $40.
Yeah.
Not for the night. Like, $40. And so it's like, can we find like a $5 place where we can get like a pint for $2 and like 50 cent wings or something? Like, whereas to now it's like we can go to multiple places in a night and not feel like, fuck, this is hard. But then also being secure with yourself too, that you don't feel like, not that you don't want to impress this person, but like you can express differently. You're comfortable with your own skin, that you can have like different types of conversations. So I think it's a good thing, man. I'm like super happy for you.
Thank you. It's been a blast. It's exciting.
Yeah. No, that's really good. Now, how often do you guys, like, where are you in this? Like, how often are you guys talking?
We talk every day.
Okay.
Talk in the morning before I work, and talk a little bit after she gets off work. Then we kind of plan out like what we're going to do for the weekend. We try to see each other at least
and
once
you
a
guys
week.
Like texting in between.
Yeah. Texting, or we call.
Yeah.
We still do the phone, like actual talk on the phone and stuff like that, because she says she likes to hear my voice. So that's.
She got a nickname for you yet?
What happened?
You got a nickname for you yet?
I think she does. I don't remember what it is. She calls me a lot of things. She calls me Poppy.
My nigga Schnookums.
Yeah. That's a thug in the streets. But some love in the sheets.
Oh my god.
Another show title. Yeah. Here's my son's coming. He's about to say some dumb bullshit right now.
There you go. He's gonna stick a middle finger to the camera.
Got this fifth for a reason.
What, you just let the dog in, fool? Yes. Yeah, I can mute it. Why? Yeah.
Uh-oh. Like, I'm trying to have some talk with you, my man. Don't have me on blast.
Yeah.
That's
I
mean,
real shit. I was trying to dig up and rhyme my lyrics, and I had this tough.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I can reach out to him.
Yeah. Try and see what the closest thing you can do.
Come on here and spit some bars.
Yeah, why don't you rap right now?
No.
Yeah. What, you scared?
Look at this guy. Don't be flipping me off, nigga. I'm 48 years old. I will show up at your house.
Oh, you're not on mute.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, go take the dogs out. Your food is in the microwave.
What is it?
It's like the chicken rice bowl.
D's.
Delvin said it's D's.
What about D? What is D? No, like,
these nuts.
He said that's what your dinner is.
That is the greatest D's nuts in history. Come on. Be a podcast.
Dog, my man got to go ban the dog right quick. Chompy on one, man. Holy smokes. Chompy Jr. just came in and blew the spot up on my man. He's like, hold on.
Yeah.
Damn, he really fell for that. I threw for a curveball.
The first thing that's real podcast.
They don't expect from the old people. They don't expect from the OGs. I'm like, nah, they ain't gonna say that.
Yeah, but he was like,
goddamn,
we invented that shit.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, let's. I think it's a good way to pivot right now. Team, what have you been up to?
What's oh man, a little bit of life, a little bit of travel. Me and Nessa hit up. Got to go see Fortune Famester, her Live, Laugh, Love tour. Fortune Famester is a very funny comedian. If you hadn't seen her shit, she's good shit, man. I really dig her.
She's like your fave. Like,
no, she's like my lady's fave. And therefore, by proxy, I have seen her now at least twice. But this time she was local, so that's kind of dope. It was right here, you know, here in the heart of downtown Cleveland, which is the vibe.
Fortune Fingers?
Fortune Themester. Themester.
Themester? Okay, let me look her up.
Big old, big. I don't want to disrespect her like it, but she would tell you too. Big old lesbian comedian. Hilarious lady though, man. And she makes jokes all the time about her, about being a big old lesbian woman. So it's just fun shit, man. Who was raised in the South by, you know what I'm saying? And so she was raised kind of like, they try to raise her to be a little genteel Southern woman, but she was never going to be that because she is a big old, you know, lesbian woman. So I love it. Love her shit, man. And she's real, like I said, real funny. Does real good shit. And her opener was real funny as well. So that was real dope. So nice. I dig that, man. And then like the next day we got up and got together and we had to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one state over, about 2 hours away from where I'm at in Cleveland. Because Vanessa was in a little experimental film festival.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, she was in it?
Yeah, she had a film in it, yeah. So it's just some people that she used to work with and go to school with when she lived in Pittsburgh. She went to school in Pittsburgh for film.
And, how do we see this film?
You know what? She has it still, but they sent her. Okay, so what makes this? She was in what's called the Synced Film Festival. This is Synced 8, and what Synced is, they take these short experimental films, silent films, and then they get a band to basically score it right there live. Though you should get to hear the music live while you watch the movie up on the projector. Right. And so it was like basically they did X amount of films, then they did intermission, then they did X amount of films. So she was in the back half, which was so much better than the front half because the musicians was just dope.
Okay.
Doing some shit on some like electronic shit, dude on the drums and so forth. It was dope. The first band was just, I get it. It's weird to say this, but it was too loud. Oh. I tell you, my man on the saxophone, my man on drums, my man it's like you are overwhelming me and I'm trying to see what I'm doing with these films, but your music is hitting me too hard in my chest.
Live, I love live music. They didn't get the levels right.
I just don't feel like it was vibing right. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like that band didn't work with those films. It's just what it comes down to. And that's my own thoughts. I'm saying respect due to that band because they did those shit. They was a fly-ass band, but I'm just saying, it just, the vibes wasn't hitting. But the second half, like I said, they had the better band, and my latest film was in that section, and it's just real good. And I ain't gonna lie to you, man, I am not a fan or a man who can enjoy experimental film. My lady's picture, I had seen it when she, right, she made it, but I hadn't seen it on the big screen. I hadn't seen it with the score. And so it's like, I'm like, well, your shit is way more John Blaze than they shit because it makes sense to me. I realize that's me and that's my lady. I bought my roof for her shit. But I'm like, it had, oddly enough, kind of a story and a flow to it.
Okay.
I got what you were saying, or at least I felt like I was getting what you were saying. Whereas everybody else's shit was just a little too, just like,
too artsy.
What's going on here? What are we doing here, baby? What's going on? So it's a little too experimental, a little too raw. But it was dope, and one of her friends from college came through, which was also dope. Because I'm telling you, what's cool about that, and I said this on my own show, but it's like, he rode the bus in Pittsburgh to get to this, the off the cut, off the little Lilo Theater. And I'm like, that's a day one right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anybody who will put themselves on out like that to make sure they come and see you and see your work.
Yeah.
They are a better friend than some of your other friends who didn't even attempt to try to come and see your shit.
The bus is a commitment. Even if you have a great system, it's still a commitment.
Correct, man. And so, you know, we made a point. We got him home that night. You know what I'm saying? We brought him back. We all hung out and ate pizza at the hotel. I had a very, I'm not saying it was fancy because I'm whatever. But the Hyatt House has very nice suites. Mm-hmm. because it has a full living room, kitchen situation popping.
Yeah.
And so you could have, we had guests over, sat and ate some pizza, kicked it and bullshitted, and it was nice. I'm saying, got my man home safe, and that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So nice. Respect to my man Brian. My youngest, my little trans boy, has taken up the sport of lacrosse.
Oh, really? Nice.
Which is brand new to their school system. They tried to do it a couple of years back, but the pandemic basically put the kibosh on it.
Uh-huh.
So this is everybody is coming through to this bitch a little fresh. And what, of course, is jacked about is Ohio is right now working hard to pass a law that says you can't play the sport of you can't play on teams that ain't your what you was born into,
that don't match chromosomes.
Yeah, whatever country ass. I gotta tell you, bro. I've said it before on this very show. This state is slowly but surely just pushing me out of it.
Yeah,
just based on my child, you know.
Yeah.
So now I talked to the fellas about it, and I was like, the reality of it is this law will pass. Let's say this law gets passed. It won't become law until next January. And all of us, in the meantime, it'll be all kinds of suits against it.
Back and
so
forth
and so on. Yeah, yeah. So really, by the time my kid graduates, it will not
you be might law. Not see anything.
My kid won't have to probably suffer underneath this bit of legislation. But other people's kids will, and other people's families will. And it's got me thinking it's time for me to get off the bench with matters like this and start fighting a good fight, at least on my local level. And I don't know what that means, but I know I need to do something.
I know it means a lot because we don't hear this side enough.
Yeah.
Because they always try to make it seem like it's – anytime they talk about this agenda, they try to make it seem like the worst common denominator in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's not what it is. And people need to be more aware of these type of stories.
Yeah. So we shall see, man. I'm excited for the kid, man. I like, so let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all know this because I didn't know it. So maybe y'all ain't hip too. Guess what? Lacrosse is dumb expensive.
Yes. Yeah,
it is.
You think it's just fucking some shorts, a t-shirt, and a Quidditch stick. And it's like, nope.
you know how I know it's dumb expensive? How many black lacrosse stars you know? who is the Michael Jordan of lacrosse?
we go to buy the. So I'm looking it up, and I'm like, God damn, every one of these motherfuckers is expensive as fuck.
Yeah,
and I got a shop. My lady, one of my ladies hooked me up and was like, yo, I used to buy my kid hockey shit from here. I think they got a lacrosse session. Go holler at them. I go holler at these cats, and indeed they do have. I mean. Imagine, if you will, not even a corner, but a little
a coat rack of lacrosse items.
I'm so sincere. Some cleats on the floor next to the coat rack.
But, like, right.
All we got is these size 12s. So what size your kid? 8. I got these 12s.
Lacrosse come with 3 sticks. It's a defense stick, it's a goalie stick, and it's an attack stick.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I don't know what position you're gonna be playing.
Yeah.
I go, so let me get an attack stick, let me get a defense stick. Attack stick, $40.
Okay, fair.
Not
fair.
I'd do that. Yes.
Yeah, big deal.
The defense stick, tall as I am, 6'2", and not like dating that 6'2", and actually 6'2".
We don't need to be bragging about heights, but continue.
Tall as I am, $150.
God damn.
Okay, so almost 4 times as much.
Correct. But dude's piece, he was like, look,
did you have need 4 it. Times the material.
Yeah, it kind of do though. Yeah, it really is. So. But he was like, if you don't need it, just keep your receipt. You can bring it back. No questions asked.
Okay.
And sure as shit, I did just that. It turns out.
You will take the attack stick. I will hold on to this one.
So I went that first day, just waved the coaches over. Was like, okay, I know it's like 6 different sticks in this sport and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so I bought them one of each. What's the deal? They got, oh no, we got plenty of defense sticks and we got the goalie sticks, man. All they need is the attack stick. You good. I'm like, cool. Okay. I just took that bitch back like the next day or the day after that. And like I said, they were super cool at the spot. Just good dudes. As it turns out, whoever their lacrosse dude that store is, he knows the coaches. So it's a back and forth already there.
Okay. So
it's fine.
But when you're the only place with the lacrosse stuff, that's it.
Got much choice. You know what's
interesting about lacrosse? Because then I'm assuming if you only have that, so, like, lacrosse is growing out here in California because it's primarily a Northeast Coast sport, if I understand correctly.
Really?
And So you might really want your kid to truly stick with it, because out in California, very hard to get like football scholarships, basket, like the major sports, right?
Yeah.
Easy as fuck to get a lacrosse scholarship.
That's wild.
Because there's no, we don't have
a no proper, competition.
And they have they have schools with teams, but no one to field the team. Okay. So it's like, but where there's a glut is too many soccer players, too many basketball players, too many football players. You know, like it's just that those sports, they're too big. But it's like, if you want to do like, what's the other one that's growing out here? I think it's like those fucking, those dragon boat fucking canoe things. Like,
dragon boat.
Yeah. Where the guy's like with the big drum, blah, blah, blah. But they do it like in the Olympics.
Not even hip.
So it's like, you got to find these niches to, if your child is thinking about going the college route, like, it's actually not a bad move. Like, to be really, really honest. Because I was trying to get Gavin into it, but he was like, no, I don't really want to do that.
Well, like I said, they've been out. They've been at every practice. They are getting out there and trying to do anything. They had to. So they won. They were like, I think I'm gonna try. They said, I think I'm just gonna play on the girls' team and blah blah blah. And I'm like, that's fine if you want to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can holler the boys' team and just see what they say and get an idea. Yeah. And the guys,
be where you want to be.
The guys is like, look, man, just come out here and play hard and don't play us. And we don't even care. And I'm like, that's dope. That's all I need to know.
There you go.
Like I said, as long as they're out there protecting, I know what Ohio is. I know what the state going to be. So some of them are going to be out there like, going to try to check my kid in a way.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you get for being out here with the boys or some shit like that there. But I think, I believe, and I feel like her team, forgive me, his team will protect them.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I'm hype off of that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
no, that's really awesome. That's really, really good.
I'm very excited about that. But like I said, so I buy my kid the stick. I get my kids some sneakers so they need to practice sneakers. I get all this various stuff, and I finally get to where I'm like, I'm kind of tapped right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, but we got people. We got your family. So let's hit your mama's people up. And they do. They regularly talk to them. But I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We don't ask them for stuff.
Yeah. Ever. See if they can get something in. Get you
and
the
so,
helmet.
And so I was like, I'm going to hit them up, and I'm going to see what they say. And that's all I can do. And everybody was like, no, I got you. I come through. So he hung out with his great aunt Saturday, hung out with his grandma yesterday. They got just about everything they need between us.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, even a real fly pair of cleats. Like it's a stunting ass pair of Adidas cleats. And I'm just them shit just kind of fly, bro.
You're like, how do I make those into sneaks? real.
I don't know, man. Them joints is dope, man. But it's going to be a fight in this state because they just want to be Florida. And I don't say that disrespectful to my man, Delvin.
You can be literally
like Florida. Delvin's like, I know what it is.
And I'm like, to what end?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, I don't know. And like I said, this state, as you know, as anybody who knows, they had a whole ass train derailment and they just pretended like shit was sweet.
Yeah.
And in fact, we've had two more derailments since that derailment. But then we ain't all talking about how, you know what I'm saying, in this state, the politicians, it's a supermajority of Republicans in the House and the Senate and at almost every state office level. And they will run the state into the ground and pretend like it's anybody's fault but their own.
Yeah.
Because that state is literally bleeding out. Like,
it didn't used to be this way either. It was a very, very, very different state.
Yeah.
And it has just gotten worse and worse and worse, and it's so sad. Oddly enough, the state of my birth, one state up north from here, is right now in the complete and the polar opposite of it. Fowler is in a good state.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, the fact that it like flipped was like, what? Because that used to be the it was deep, deep, deep.
Yeah. So that just while they have power up there, they have been like passing laws. Yeah. Like, we're gonna trend some things in place here. And I'm
like cause shit might change real quick. So let's just make sure we get these pieces in place.
Lock some shit down as quick as we can, man. But otherwise, man, life is good, man. My oldest is doing well, man. You know what I'm saying? And I made him go with his sibling yesterday to hang with their grandma. I'm like, look, you got to see your grandma from time to time. You know what I'm saying? We got to be good about that kind
of stuff. If they're going to make time, you got to make time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then like his grandma, like every year, unless she finally stopped, she always will jump on and take a little H&R block side hustle and do taxes. And so this is a busy time of year for her because, you know, she be constantly getting taxes. So the fact she pulls some time out of her hat to kick it with y'all, mage.
Yeah, so, no, especially right now, because this is like late nights or early mornings and late nights.
For sure, man. But yeah, Sam, I'm proud of my lady for getting in on a film festival. It was a good time in Pittsburgh. I bought so many records.
And we'll get there. We will get there. That's why I didn't bring it up yet, because I was like, we'll get there. We're going to come back.
But also, had bubble tea for the first time. I know y'all saying
TV. Oh, you never had it before?
Bro, I've had it plenty of times before.
Man, it was always one of the things I'm looking at like, I don't know how I want to fuck with this. And even still, even when I got it, I was like, this shit kind of hot and cold at the same time. What is happening here? Right. So apparently the place had just opened, so it was not quite whatever. But Vanessa was like, just let it kind of marinate on it in itself for a little bit, and then like and shake it up. But when it's all said and done, you'll see what you got going, and that helped a great deal. Basically, man, I don't know if y'all listeners may not know, you may not have had bubble tea. It's basically a drink and a snack all at once.
Yeah, because there's little tapioca balls in there. It's very easy to have bad boba. Like very, very easy to have it bad because it really has to do with like the consistency of the boba itself.
Yeah.
And you can get cheap, like if the place makes it, it's probably going to be on point. Yeah. Or if they do something to kind of like prep it. But if they just pour it out of the bag, it's going to be whack and real dense, real hard. But you go to some places where it's almost like a jelly yet custardiness to it in texture. That shit, when you get that, man, that's fucking perfect.
Have you ever tried the one that has the tapioca balls in it?
That's what he's talking. Yeah, that's it. The boba is the bubble tea.
Yeah, it's two kinds of those. One that has like a thick tapioca. I think that's what you were just talking about. And there's one that has like almost like a jelly type one.
Yes, and then there's the jellies too.
So what I'm here to is the jelly ones, it's the pearls one, and it's the ones with that little balls that pop.
Yeah.
And like my man Tatum was like, I like the ones with the little agar is what it's called. Those little balls because they like filled with like juice or whatever.
Yes. Yeah,
he said that's the ones he fucked with, and I ain't had that one yet. I had the one that basically was, it was like, honestly, God, it was like I had a cup full of, not a cup full, it was like, you know, a jelly of gummy bears at the bottom. And it was very enjoyable in that regard.
So as much as like people, you know, the trend is to be like, you know, like TikTok is the fucking devil. Let me tell you, TikTok is the new Yelp. Like search a place up, be like, hey, what's the best boba around me? Who's got a good pizza? Like, and because you're seeing it like in real time type of thing. And man, that makes a world of difference too, because some places will be like wild whack. And then, or even you see the storefront, you're like, I won't go there. And then you see what they're serving up inside and you're just like, why the fuck am I not going here? So I would even recommend that as well.
It was the lady at the desk at the hotel who was basically the Asian version of my girlfriend. They were so they vibed so quickly, it was weird.
They're like, oh, we're trading numbers now. We are friends.
They did. I'm not joking.
She's like, we got pizza upstairs. You coming? What? Like,
I bought her breadsticks because she put me on and got me in the parking lot without, you know, gratis. So
yeah,
I was like, I'm gonna get you. No, what I came through and I was like, yo, we ordered pizza. Do you want anything? She said, you can give me breadsticks. I was like, dope. I got you. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't think I told them my room number. Let me go downstairs and kind of wait for the pizza. And she was packing up about to leave. And I was like, hold on. I truly do got you breadsticks coming. I'm not joking. It's food coming.
This isn't me like disappearing.
And she was like, well, I'll just hang out, wait for you and blah, blah, blah. And then she wrote her phone number down. And was like, y'all got to tell me how the bubble tea is. If y'all go to the bubble with me, y'all go to the bubble spots. I immediately take to Vanessa and I'm like, she wants you to hit her up and let her know how the bubble was. So Vanessa took when we got boba that day, we took pictures and messaged the lady and was like, it's just the vibe, man. Respect.
Hold on, I'm gonna pause real quick. Time. You know what fucks me up is Delvin. Tell me what's wrong with tea.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time, like, what happened to your arm?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's there.
Yeah.
Throughout this whole
all
podcast,
of a sudden you turned to Captain Hook.
More when you were talking about your kid, and I was like, I don't want to be distracting. But what's happening is on T's screen, all of a sudden he looks like a fucking amputee. He's got like one arm, but then the other one is just gone.
If I just reach back far enough, it'll disappear. There you go.
So I'm like, am I drunk? Like, did I take drugs? What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I'm like, my man's is over here like Back to the Future in this bitch. Like,
it is kind of disturbing.
He can't play the guitar anymore. He's falling over. T's out here looking at the picture. He's going invisible.
I got my lean on her as I was talking. Right. I guess that's just far enough.
It's enough for it to disappear. But so you've been like that for a while, and I'm like, it's not right. My man's got two arms. Like, you want to tell me about how you got in a car accident too? Like,
I don't know. There's something missing in this room.
Like, are we not going to talk about the major?
Yeah. And the thing about it makes it wild is it cuts it off right where
right
on
the sleeve.
That
shirt.
Like it's right at the shirt.
Band. Look at that. It's so clean. see, look at that. I pulled a sleeve up there. It come back though. that's wild. Does red like work kind of have a property like green for green screening?
I don't know. Because it's not happening with Delvin.
Yeah, it's not happening with me. Oh, is it?
It did cut you. But that shit was weird. Oh, anyways, but the fact that it was ending at the sleeve, it was just fucking me up. So sorry, I interrupted your whole story, but I was like, finally, I can't. Not seen us.
Yeah. It is weird.
We're about to flip it. I'm about to see something. If I hit, I have a green screen. Oh, see, it don't work.
Yeah,
so I had a green shirt once. I had this green shirt and I had a green screen and it just all started playing on my chest. It was so
dumb. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's what's up. St. Patrick's Day episode.
Pittsburgh's a vibe. Nice. I know it's like supposed to be our you know, Cleveland's worst enemy because of football. That's not really how I move. And, it was very chill. Like I said, it was good for me and Ness to get out and do whatever, you know, get across the state lines for a hot take. We ain't been on the trip in a little bit. So that was nice. Up. Yeah. So dig it, man. That's what's up with me, man. Very
dope.
And then on my end, not to jump into after the last episode, Fowler had sent us something that just has stuck with me. It was fucking hilarious because he's like, he always likes my segment because I start off with like, yeah, shit is like real hard. Like work's been hard, but like, here's 10 amazing things I've done lately.
That is true.
So yeah, I mean, you know, hey, yeah, work is what it is. It's actually like, this is like the most intense part of the year. We're starting to like, prep for basically next year. It's that shutting down the year, starting off the new year. We got maybe like less, I think we're like 10 weeks left of the school year, which is fucking crazy. And then work is just what work is. Not really much I could do about it. But as far as like home life stuff, yeah, my wife and I have been getting out more. Like we've actually been trying to like go through all these like local like tiki bars type of places.
Good.
And so just been trying a bunch of different ones and just like getting around having fun. I know in the last episode I talked about how I went to the lodge room and I was talking to the bartender there. And so then I ended up taking my wife back. So I was like, hey man, I don't know if you remember me. He was like, yeah, you were sitting over there. And then he looks at Jessica and he's like, you brought your wife. He's like, yeah, you said you're gonna bring her. So then we went there, we had a great time, had a bunch of drinks, and then just so we've been kind of just trying to hang out whenever we can. Like we went out again the other day because Lucy was out. She last minute spent the night at her friend's house and Gavin was just doing his own thing. So we're like, look, let's just go hang. So that's been kind of working out like really, really well. One of the big highlights was Rolling Loud finally happened.
Yeah.
And So let me tell you, the fucking, you know who is the shit? Like amazing. And if he plays near you, go see him. Fucking Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy really goes off.
Believe it.
And I'll say this, like one, Soulja Boy still isn't that old age-wise when you really think about it, you know? Like he started really, really young. He's got a lot of fucking hits. And then also, I didn't realize how many songs he has now that are out there that I'm like, oh, I know that song and I know that song. But he uses his voice so differently in songs that I would never think it was him. you know? So it's kind of nuts. But I'm telling you, people were dancing like motherfuckers. They were going off for Soulja Boy.
Yeah, he's only 32 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's still young in this.
That's wild.
But people, think about it. I'm telling you, the dancing, the music, like people were, I was like, because it was, so we had to wait for three bands before we finally get to see Chief Keef. And okay. So we're like, Ski Master Sump God, fucking amazing. His music was going off. He had the crowd active. I can't remember who was next, but I remember the next one kind of being like, fine. And then, like I said, Soulja Boy. And I was just like, I mean, I see Soulja Boy. I never seen him. So fucking let me check him off the list. Let me tell you, shortly after that concert, I fucking looked up when will Soulja Boy be back in California. Because on June 9th, he's playing one of the smaller venues down the way. I might be going to see Soulja Boy.
That's dope.
That shit was amazing. But so during the Soulja Boy set, I tried to FaceTime Delvin because I was like, man, one, I thought he was going to be asleep, to be really honest. But so then he picks it up. He's like, I'm on a date right now. I can't be talking on the phone. Now, it was 9 o'clock, like my time. So it was like midnight his time.
Yeah.
He sent me a picture of the fucking pineapple. And he's like, this is what I'm doing right now. I was like, oh, shit, my man's out here drinking some fruity cocktails. So delicious. Also, for anyone listening, don't be hating on the fruity cocktails. You're missing out on something real good.
Yeah.
Like, just enjoy them. So, yeah,
grown ass man, if you're talking shit about what we're drinking on, get the fuck right out of here.
Yeah,
right?
Also, I'm with a lady.
He was on a date, which I told him, I bet you if you would have picked up the phone while Soulja Boy was playing, her ass would have started dancing.
Probably.
She's telling you.
Oh, that would have been.
Would have earned you some cred. She would have been like, damn, you got some cool ass friends. You want to go to my house? Like, that's what would have happened. She would have been saying, crank that, but different.
I hate you. I hate you so motherfucking much. I cannot
believe
you just did that.
Yeah. No, but so then my favorite part of that was when this fool sent us the picture of him taking pictures with this lady. And Mike was like, what's up with this fucking prom picture?
That was at the restaurant. That was the crazy thing about it. The restaurant just had that cool
ass. Is that the one on the TikTok?
Yeah.
We figured out?
Oh, yeah. Because I sent y'all the TikTok of hers. And,
yeah,
man, I'm telling
y'all
you.
Y'all see she cook.
Yeah. So that was a ton of fun. And then we're waiting. And on one screen, it said Chief Keef at 9:55. Okay. And we got position. Like, we are right there. And then it's 10 o'clock. I'm like,
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's 10:05. Everybody's been on time. Everyone's been on time.
He wanted to be the weirdo.
So I'm like, fuck. Remember, my son and I went to that Smokers Fest or Smokers Club, and it was a no-show.
Yeah.
So I'm I'm stressing but not trying to stress, because I'm like, fuck. The whole purpose of coming to Rolling Loud was to see Chief Keef. Really wanted to see Playboi Carti as well. But Playboi Carti ended up being at the same time as Chief Keef.
Okay, just on a different stage.
Different stage. So we're like, fuck, now we're not going to see Carti. We're stuck over here. Like, what the hell? So then my son goes, but remember the app said 10:15. I think that was the time. So I was like, okay, maybe that's the case. Maybe the times are just a little fucked up. So now we're getting closer. 10:15, still nothing. Damn. But then you kind of hear like the thing, like the jacks. And then 10:17, Chief Keef hits the stage.
Oh.
And it was fucking magic. It was just like, one, I was extremely happy for my son. I know this is like his favorite artist. I do like Chief Keef too. Like, I listen to Chief Keef regularly. But it was like, my son was rapping so fucking hard. And then like, there was one song that I think it's called Fool Ya. And my son was like, I think he told me he doesn't perform it very often. But he was like, I really want him to play that song. So he played it, and Gavin fucking, you would have thought he was like floating. And then there was this one girl next to him, and she was like, oh, damn, you know all the lyrics. And so she's like, this girl's hyped off of Gavin. They're kind of, everyone's like rapping. She's taking videos of him. Like, it was a fucking moment, you know?
Nice.
And then I've been super into his song called Hadouken. And so then right from the first couple of notes, it's like a little piano opening. And I was like, it's fucking Hadouken. And it's just everyone jumping up and down, man. It was amazing. It was hit after hit after hit. He did like a almost full set. So he started later, but even went longer. And so it was just like, damn, this was like the fucking best. Like, this was everything we expected it to be. You could see him performing. We weren't out way back. I'll give Rolling Loud this. Their audio, the best festival audio I've ever heard. Nice. Usually it's a little too sharp or it's too bass that it's muffled. Very dialed in. Like, whoever was in charge of the audio on all the stages, they did a great job. It's super clean. So it was like, that was like really, really awesome. And so just to have that opportunity to be able to give Gavin the chance to like see the artist he wanted to see. Now, he does text me. He's like, or he tells me, he's like, oh, my friend texted me, said Playboi Carti just got off the stage. Like, he's already done. Short set. It's like, ah, fuck. So then we're on our way out and we got to pass that stage that Carti was on. And I was like, well, let's go get some merch. No, it's at the merch tent. I really want to get a shirt. And from where the merch tent is, it's a straight visual shot to see the main stage where Carti was playing. Fucking yeah. Carti came back on the stage and then did like 5 songs.
Oh, no fucking way.
Carti set. So we were like, yes. If you're not a fan of Playboi Carti, I get it. I'm not a huge fan of his music. As a performer, that fucking kid is like, to rock a festival crowd requires a lot of energy and a lot of charisma. I could hear Carti yelling, but I heard the crowd sing every fucking lyric. And I wasn't in the crowd, you know? Visuals were amazing. Like, his sound was awesome. I was like, fuck, man. Like, he's someone to see. Like, if there was, like, some type of package tour and Carti was on it, make sure you don't miss Carti. Or if you're a Carti fan, then you already know what it is. But, yeah, Playboi Carti, dude, I was surprised. I'm like, because when we went to Smokers Fest 2, Carti's set got cut short because people went off and fucking broke the railing. And they're like, it's now a safety hazard, so we can't. Like, because then it would have been like a 5-foot drop. So they're like, yeah, we can't continue. Like, people will get hurt. So his set was cut short. But I was like, damn, fucking. So we got to see Chief Keef. We got to see Playboi Carti. Like I said, Soulja Boy. It's fucking amazing. Saturday, we only went, because it was a 3-day festival, so that was Friday. Saturday, we only went, we went to see Blueface and to see Travis Scott. Blueface was a no-show. He tweeted out that he was a no-show because the cops stopped him, so he couldn't show up. My son and I were saying that he probably actually got beat up by his girlfriend, as he usually does. So
yeah, sounds accurate.
That was our best guess, but yeah, so we didn't get to see Blueface. Travis Scott does a good show too. Like, because he's got a lot of good radio hits that it's like, Travis Scott is fun. So we only did 2 shows that day. And then the next day.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
How was Travis Scott?
That's what I just said, fool.
No. I know, but let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Because didn't the thing that happened at Rolling Loud, he was at the thing Rolling Loud last year?
That was at his Astral World where people died.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, like, was his show because of that more subdued because of that situation?
It's still super hyped, but because of that, I have noticed that festivals are more, instead of just being one big open space, it's almost like they corral the crowd into like sections.
Okay.
And usually the front section is a VIP, so it's even less opportunity to get crowded. But it's almost like they block it out in a sense. So you can't just all smash to the front. And they're actually being more vigilant on like stopping shows where they're like, too many fucking people. We are not going to continue this until you fuckers move back. Don't move back, we don't start.
I was wondering how he would be on that type of stage again. Because it's been a while. I know. Didn't he get sued for that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how that would.
No, because it was funny because my son was like, I was like, do you want to be in the crowd? He's like, I don't want to die. No.
See? So when you said Travis Scott, it kind of slipped my mind. I'm like, hold up. He said Travis Scott. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Even far back where we were in the crowd, but in the way back, like very loose space. Like, we weren't crowded in the crowd. We were just so far back. But I know I've said this before. These rap concerts, they're fucking rock concerts, man. Mosh pits everywhere. Like, you go online, you'll see that at one point there was some guy like fucking spitting out flames and shit. Like, it's wild. Rap concerts are way different now.
Yeah.
For the Saturday part, my daughter wanted me to. Ice Spice was there. She's the hot artist right now. She did like a quick, like 15, 20 minute set. So I recorded that for Lucy. A lot more popular than I had even anticipated.
And especially
like I knew she was popular, but even especially amongst like the guys, I really thought it was going to be like a girl heavy crowd.
Oh, you didn't think she was come on.
No, but
she ripped her ass off, man.
No, but in a different sense though, that where it was like guys that were like wearing like shirts, like I'm a munch, like they were there for her.
Yeah.
Not just there for her booty cheeks. Like they were there to hear.
She has that Megan Thee Stallion appeal to her that people kind of gravitate towards. And
because she can rap. She did.
And just like Megan, she can rap her ass off, man.
Yeah. Because she wasn't like we're just like, I don't know, like other rappers, and I'm not gendering any of them. A lot of rappers can get very like chanty or sing songy, and it's like, but there's no content, you know. Whereas, like, she's delivering a narrative, I give her that for sure. And it's wrapped up in a very like lyrically accessible package, you know, like you can digest it. So, that was fun. We saw quite a few more that day.
Question,
yeah,
was Glorilla there?
Glorilla. When we got there on Friday, Glorilla was on stage.
So okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I think we caught like Glorilla's like last song.
Because I feel like when you said, I'm like, she probably was there. That's one of the reasons I think that's probably.
Yeah, because I mean, there were a ton of artists that were there, but on the last day, I got to see Babytron, which is huge for me. I love that fucking Detroit sound. And let me tell you, that fucking crowd was going off too, like just singing. There was one dude in those, you know, those like skinny outfits where it's like usually like the Green Man or the guy in silver.
Yes, but
it was, this was fucking the Red Ranger.
Oh! So,
to see a mosh pit going off and the fucking Red Ranger going nuts in there with something else. And Gavin and I got separated really quick during that set because where we were in the crowd turned into two mosh pits, but the two mosh pits were like a Venn diagram where we were the cross between the two mosh pits. We were stuck in the middle, and then eventually someone pushed me in the back and pretty much pushed me forward in one direction and pushed Gavin forward in another direction. But we found each other after. Babytron was a lot of fun. Let's see who else we saw. Artist that was really surprising was this guy Nardo Wick. He was pretty good.
I've heard of him.
Saw Lil Uzi Vert. And Uzi's like, I like Uzi because I like the charisma. Like he just does weird shit, you know. So saw a little bit of Uzi. Uzi was fun. Yachty, I texted you guys on Lil Yachty.
Yeah. Yes,
I have been a fan of Yachty for a while. This new album, like, he fucking broke things because people were really like, he said this, don't expect my old shit on this new album. It's going to be different. And then when he came out with like a psychedelic sort of soulful album, like psychedelic rock soul, people were like, what the fuck is this? And so week one, it was not well received. Week two, people were like, this album's brilliant. This is a brilliant.
People in music started signing off on it. Like Questlove was like, yo, this album's amazing, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
And people was like, oh, it's a music head's music album.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Cause it's less of like Childish Gambino doing the Donald Glover album.
Yeah.
Like even though, because like there's some elements in there, but it's still different. This is a very abrupt and abrasive difference. Like, it's way off the path, but
sounds interesting.
No, it's very, very good. Like, even if you're not a Yachty fan, but you just like good music, that new album, and give it a few plays, like it'll grow on you heavily, and it's a rather long album too, but it's an album that is like the sonic landscape, you know? But visuals, man, he was on top of it, like his whole visuals he had. And then when he dipped into his catalog as well and kind of walked it backwards. So he went from the new album to like his single, the Poland song, to like, he took it back to like his song with like Drum, fucking Broccoli and shit like that. Yeah. I was like, damn, this kid's real dialed in. Like he gets it, you know? So I know people want to say, oh, fucking mumble rap, whatever. Man, Yachty's good. Yachty is really
What's the name of the album?
Oh, shit. What's the new album called? It's the one that's like, it's like a brown background with like people's distorted faces. I'll tell you.
Okay, that. I'm looking it up now so I don't forget, because I know I will forget and then never hear it again.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now.
Then so my Yachty, son will say.
The album is called Let's Start Here.
Okay.
Which I also believe is his first official album. The other albums are not like actual, they're still like what, you know, a lot of artists would consider their sort of mixtapey world, you know?
Gotcha.
Which okay. He does have a bunch of albums, but this one is like his, like he says his true first, like this is, I'm doing what I'm doing type of thing. So Yachty was fucking crazy. He was so good. Like, I can't wait to go see him again. And then we dipped out, because then it was like, not that I didn't want to see Future, but I've seen Future before and I find Future to be a one note. And yeah. So it's just like, if I seen Future once, I've seen him again, which I'll see a lot of artists many, many times. But with him, I was just like, ah, you know, we've already been here 3 days. Let's kind of head home. So that was like the big, big thing. Only negative I can say about Rolling Loud was that it lacked ambiance. I've been to a lot of festivals, and when it gets to nighttime, the lights turn on and it's like fucking, it's very like ethereal, you know, little string lights, little this, little that, where you kind of, it, the nighttime landscape changes. In the day, you realize you're in a dirty field or a fucking parking lot. Nighttime comes, you're like transported. This really, I felt like I was in a swap meet the whole fucking time. It just didn't have, and I was like, for as expensive as these fucking tickets were, like, man, you better put some tea lights or give some string lights somewhere. Yeah, like, give me something. Whereas like this was just like, it was too empty. Like, there just wasn't, even they had like carnival rides, but honestly, they were all in a very small, tight, compact space where I was like, you could have spread these out more, even the same amount, just spread them out a little more. Now you fill the space a little, because it was just like people are close to the festival stages and then it's just empty, like a lot. The amount, let's say the distance from the stage to the back of the crowd, that was also the equivalent of the emptiness to like the back fence. It's just, it was too much emptiness. So I was like, Gavin and I were talking, we're like, I asked him, I was like, would you go to Rolling Loud again? And he was like, I don't know, probably not. Like, it wasn't like that great. And I agreed, like, we did all 3 days, we did the experience, we got to see artists we really wanted to see, but for the most part, for me, I haven't always been a huge festival person. I prefer a club show, so I'll probably stick to things like that. But
yeah.
All in all, like I said, I mean, we got to see Axe, we got to see TP. That was fucking huge. That was a big win for us. So
that's cool.
That was nice. So that's kind of been like most things in my world. The rest of it's just been like, you know, just getting back to work and shit like that. So yeah. It is what it is. Now, to kind of change gears a little, because, you know, I want to get into a topic of something that just really came up recently. And I was listening to PSVG and they were talking about like the Chris Rock special and things like that. And it actually got me to really think about this. Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that? What's up with comedy, just in my opinion, being real fucking boring right now? Like, it's...
Thank God you said it.
And not to say every comedian, but the comedians on the larger platform are just... They got three types of jokes. Jokes about cancel culture, jokes about being woke, and jokes about being trans. Like... That's it. It's almost like, and they're all telling the same fucking jokes. And it's like, I don't get it. Like, where's the edginess? Where's, You know, and the people who come to the defense, they're like, that is the itchiness. Then they always try to like, it's like Carlin. It's like, no, this is not like Carlin. Like,
not at
Carlin
all.
Carlin didn't make these cornball fucking jokes. Carlin pushed the envelope. Carlin was like the mirror to your face. These are rich motherfuckers crying about how basically someone disagrees with them.
Yeah. You know what it is? And I'm going to sprinkle this a little even more on top of it. It's dudes. Lady yes. Comics ain't doing this shit. Lady Comics ain't sitting there worrying about being canceled or even discussing being canceled.
Yeah.
It's dudes, man. And they on this bullshit. And they, and again, what is that? Everybody thinks they can say shit without, you know, with just impunity. And you can't.
Yeah.
You say some shit in this day and age, especially with the breadth of the internet, everybody gonna hear what you said. Probably might even see video and know how you said it.
Yeah.
And you can catch flack for that. Just because you're a comedian don't mean everything you say is funny.
Yeah. And that shit too. Oh, people just don't know how to laugh anymore. And it's like, no, I do know how to laugh, but I'm just not laughing at your jokes anymore.
Your shit.
Because your shit is tired. Yeah. Like tired. Yeah. And it's like it's lost its edge. It's lost its humor. You're not shining the mirror back into society. You're just mad because we didn't think you were funny. For like sure. I've watched less than 5 minutes of the Chris Rock stand up. I'm not going to say I was offended. I'm not going to say I was bothered. What I'm going to say is I was so extremely bored in that small window that I was like, if this is how it's opening, I can't watch the rest of this. Like, this is not funny, not because of cancel culture, not because of being woke. It's just not funny. Like, I was just like, no, I'm not going to give you my hour to just hear a lecture tour. I'm not.
I was concerned that I was just taking it poorly or just was just not whatever about it. And then we get in the group and everybody was like, oh no, this shit is bland and whatever. And I'm like, oh, well, that made me feel better. Cause yeah, I was like, am I the weirdo here, man? Cause
nah. I like people have been hearing me all week talk about this. I said, this shit is trash. I don't know why y'all keep. I have been watching certain people boast up this special like it's the most amazing thing it is. And I've been looking at their profile pictures. And they all have one thing in common.
It's like cartoon dogs.
What that damn red hat. I'm like, fam. And when I saw the clips of it, I'm like, this looks terrible. This looks like really, really bad. So I said, you know what? It's Chris Rock. Chris Rock's known as one of the greats. I like Chris Rock, but I never put him in my, he's not my in my top five comedians. I always thought he was great, but he's not in like my top five. But I said, you know, Chris Rock has some dope specials. Let me check it out. I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. Just because the clips I've seen to me are whack doesn't mean the whole special is whack. So I'm checking out the special. And the whole time I'm sitting there like, yo, where are the jokes? Did this Negro leave the jokes home? Did he forget the jokes somewhere? Because there's nothing funny about it. It's not that it's like, it just sounds like an old rich guy complaining about cancel culture and stuff. And then it gets to the whole point where he starts talking about the Will Smith stuff. I'm like, why are you still using jokes that they used last year about this? And it's crazy to say this because I watched this special and like, this is boring. This is not good. And I watched the Marlon Wayans special. I'm like, this is actually decent. I never thought I would get to a point where I watch a Chris Rock special and a Marlon Wayans special. And I'm like, the Marlon Wayans special is better.
Okay. And that's a truth too, because I saw, like, I've seen clips of the Marlon Wayans thing. And I'm like, Marlon Wayans has always been like the B tier kind of corny guy.
Yeah.
You know? He follows someone else's lead. It's funny. He could be definitely funny, but it was never it for me. And then the clips that I've seen, I'm like, oh, I want to watch that. Like he was, it's like, be funny and say some shit as opposed to just be like, you're just lecturing me. I just don't want to be lectured.
let me clarify that with Marlon Wayans, because I don't want to make people think I think Marlon Wayans is whack. Marlon Wayans to me is the opposite of Chris Rock. Whereas Chris Rock is like super funny in his stand-ups, and his movies don't his movies and TV show stuff, unless it's the Chris Rock show, doesn't necessarily connect. Marlon Wayans, on the other hand, movies like White Chicks and stuff like that, pretty funny. His TV show is pretty funny, but his stand-up never really was the one that like, all right, this is top-tier stand-up.
Chris Rock never had the comedic lead in the same way that Marlon Wayans had.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely spot on. But it's just like, and it's not just a Chris Rock thing. It's just, I mean, we talked about this when like Dave Chappelle was doing his bullshit earlier, where it's just like, it's that comedy that's just, you're just doing low-hanging fruit. Like, you're just punching down. This shit is not funny because it's just not funny. It just isn't. And you're not saying anything new. You're just saying the same shit that all the other big comedians are saying. So it's like, are you just sharing one fucking comedy book? Like, is that what's happening? Because it's not there. And then, again, it's that same... I'm just tired of people also blaming everything on wokeness and cancel culture. And it's like the culture, just say you're anti-youth culture and anti-black. I would just prefer that you say that because nobody's actually trying to cancel you. Like, there isn't this fucking Twitter flood, or like, you made millions of dollars to do your special. You're on fucking tour right now. You're not canceled. And also, woke is what? Like, I just need to know. Like,
it's everything now.
Yeah, right. They don't have an explanation of what they think it means because they don't know what it means, because it wasn't for them to play with to begin with.
Yeah. So it just means it's bothersome is what it really means.
Yeah.
Like, you bother me, so you're woke. Where it's like, no, this is not about being woke. This is like, I'm just telling you, it's not funny. It just is not funny. And it's so disappointing for like the Chris Rocks and the Dave Chappelle's, who, when they're on fire, they're fucking on fire. Like, they've told some legendary jokes that have like stood the test of time. There's bits that I say on a regular basis, like, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Like, like just shit like that. It's just like, it stands out. But right now it's just like, I don't know, it's like scapegoaty, you know. I can't be responsible for me, so it's your fault. But it's like, yeah, but you're the one being a shitty person. Like, and this has nothing to do with anyone's stance on, you know, the slap. It's like, nah, it's just it's just not funny. Just not funny. But that's also the equivalent of like just being like the old person in the room too, where it's just like, you at some point you gotta admit you're out of touch, you know.
I'm gonna say something that may be offensive and funny at the same time. I appreciate that this country will tell us to get over January 6th, but it's still talking about this goddamn Will Smith slap.
For real, right,
for real. Like, it is so wild. Like,
yeah,
like, move on from that insurrection.
Yeah, insurrection was a big lie. Didn't happen. But yeah, the slap is like, what's going to happen at the Oscars? Yes, this year, it's not fucking WrestleMania. Like,
yeah, but only if it were,
it'd be a lot better.
If it was, I mean, the viewership would be up. They're like, listen, cage match tonight, four Oscars dangling from the top. First one to make it.
First one to make it. Just the Oscar. First one
it's a ladder it. Match. You Who's going to get the award?
You might get one Oscar. You might get four. You might break your back. I don't know. This is how you're going to get it. Damn, we might be on to something.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. How to freshen up the Oscars. Right. Yeah.
They say, if you heard this year at the Oscars, cage match.
Yeah.
Not who's participant. You just heard cage match?
Cage match. Yeah, I'm all in.
Everyone's, what the fuck is a cage match? What is going to happen at this cage match? Next year, you throw in the ladder. You know, like, you say it's a Royal Rumble. They're like, wait, what?
Oh, my God, yes. That's the one. It's the Royal Rumble because you never know who's coming in.
Royal Rumble, but you also have to wear your character's outfit as you rumble.
I like it. I like it.
I mean, fuck, it'd be so brilliant. But I don't know, it's just like, I want comedy to recognize the state it's in right now, because I don't think it's in a good state.
Yeah,
I think it needs some freshening up. I think it needs some new... It needs some new life. It needs a new generation again. And I know that there are some good comics out there, but right now it's just very like, it feels like politics, where yeah. It's like, you're either for us or you're against us. And it's like, I know that a lot of politics does get blended into comedy, but that's not the point I'm making. It's like, I want something that's going to be like thought provoking and something that's going to make me like laugh my ass off. And right now, it's just someone wagging their finger at me.
Exactly.
And bringing Elon Musk out on the stage like I'm supposed to fucking pray to him.
That was tone deaf as fuck.
Right. But then lectured the crowd.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, that's not the move.
That ain't it. Yeah.
And that's the point I'm making. Like, I didn't need it to be a fucking rally, you know? So yeah,
that's weird as fuck.
It's just getting tired. But yeah. So to kind of bring things around, another thing we talked about doing last time was the Happy Meal. What's something going on, you know, in your guys' life that's kind of bringing you some joy right now? We might have already talked about it. We might have already brought it up, but I forgot to do it before the What's Up With That. So what's your sort of Happy Meal right now? What's your positive thing?
Again, Pittsburgh was amazing, but what was dope about Pittsburgh is I went there with the intention of stopping at two particular record stores. One of them is Jerry's Records, world famous Jerry's Records. If you ever watch This Is Us, they talk about it as we're going to Jerry's Records as a part of that story's background, that show's background and history in the city of Pittsburgh.
I'm not watching that show.
Jerry's show is amazing, and I'll tell you right now.
Every time I hear about that show, people are like, I'm crying my eyes out. This is so... Nah, I don't want to cry no more. Stop.
Yeah, I don't want to cry. He didn't say, I don't want to cry no more.
That show is damn good. So,
Delvin said, I shed too many tears in this life. I can't be doing this.
Yeah, it's real.
Enough. I'm over
it. Like, I got people doing background searches on me, man. Like, yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, for a hip-hop head, Jerry's Records is wild whack. And everything in there is used, and I get that. I understand that. Sometimes, you know, some record stores is just that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it was beat to shit used in some situations.
Oh, that's no good.
But then, of course, I feel obligated to at least walk out with a couple of things. So I grabbed a couple of 12-inch. I got a Killer Army 12-inch. I got a OC 12-inch. And did I get 2-3 records out of there? I think I just got those two. And then I go to pay for them. And here in 2023... these niggas don't take credit card.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
Like, yeah, but we got an ATM right over there. Like, bro, what?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I can hear if they said, hey, we don't do Apple Pay or Google Pay. Okay.
Yes. You don't take cards in any way, shape, or form? I got to go use this sketchy-ass ATM to get snag me a 20 out?
Already skimmed you? You're like, damn.
When I was in North Carolina, I went to two places, and I was shocked. They didn't accept cash.
Now, that I do see more common out here, where they're like, we'll take your card, we'll take your Apple Pay, but we will not take cash. They're like, one, just, it's dirty.
Is this a vending machine? Why do you not want my cash? Yeah. This is absurd. I have actual money, the stuff that you use.
That is represented by this card.
Exactly.
The actual, the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
You don't have to guess if it's on here. It's the actual cash. Like, nah.
I need you to be, I need shops to take both.
Yeah.
I need the option to be there. Like, yeah, I guess I get it if you don't want to, whatever. But I have to have the option.
Yeah.
To come out the pocket.
And, yeah, which one you want to do. Because sometimes, I might need to use the credit card if it's out of my range, but I can't go to the ATM right now.
Yeah. What if I'm a broke boy and I don't have a credit card?
Yeah.
And I'm fucked. Then I just starve to death. That's it.
Like, now, what about you, Delvin? What's your Happy Meal? What's your thing that's bringing you some joy?
Well, we've already talked about that. Like, you know, I'm just happy to be living life and just living, man. Just enjoying. I feel like almost like a rebirth in life, man. Like, I'm my kids are getting old enough now where they're like, you know, 17 to 15. So they're almost out the house. It kind of feels like, I guess, the first time since it kind of feels like new beginnings for me.
Yeah.
And this journey is just an interesting, fascinating journey. I'm doing things that are so different. And somebody says uncharacteristic, but it's not uncharacteristic. It's more of like almost like an evolution, just like learning. And
yeah,
I'm getting to that point now. I'm learning to live again.
Yeah.
And it's very refreshing to be able to experience that. I kind of dig it.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and I think on my end, even though I do complain about work a lot, just because it's mostly the external stuff, just people acting like jackasses. But I did have a visit by my director like last week. She came through to see how things were going. And it was extremely positive. She was just like, I, you know, do want to recognize like how much this school has like turned around. Just the air around campus is a lot more positive, a lot more constructive. Like we've been cooking. We've been on fire. Like the teachers have been teaching really like direct, intentional, really pushing the kids. The extra bodies I have on campus, they're doing small groups all the time. Like, everywhere you go, that shit looks like an assembly line. Like people are working, and there's no like downtime, you know? And the kids are engaged too, where it isn't like we're just pressing them. It's like if they're not, you know, doing a thing with the counselor, they're doing thing with the intervention teacher, they're doing something with their main teacher, they're over here with the music teacher or the PE teacher, like everything is balanced, everything is working out. And then my office staff, and we were talking about how like since I've been there to now, which is like 5 years, the office staff has like primarily flipped, and it's all people that I have brought in, and they're people that can serve the community. They can communicate, they're bilingual, so they can really balance the languages. No one's afraid to use the fucking phone or take notes. So it's like they all help each other. And so my director was like, you know, it's actually really nice to walk in here and to feel welcomed and to feel like people want to help you out, as opposed to what do you want? No. And then leave. So it was like, that was really good to get that constructive feedback from day to day. It's like, damn, this shit is hard. And this fool's complaining over here, but to really get someone else to see sort of what I suspect, you know, is like, okay, good. We're in a nice place. So it was a really, really good visit. And yeah, so that was kind of like my positive. So that was a really good nice one.
So,
but to dip back into what T was saying earlier, I want to get into the what you play in portion. We're going to talk what you play in music, what you play in video games. Yeah. So I want to start off with T. I want you to give a little, if you could just say a few words, RIP, kick us off.
Why are you RIPing people, man? Don't do that to me.
You know, I mean, you want to get into De La Soul because I know you did some pickups and stuff like that.
Yeah, man. RIP Dave of De La Soul, plug two, man. I am still so taken aback that we lost him just as we were on the verge of rediscovering him.
Yes.
But what has been, I guess, good is that people are rediscovering them. And they've been, I don't know if y'all been following De La on Instagram, but they have been doing these little tribute pieces for like about the last week now. And then it'll be LL Cool J, it would be Questlove. It'll be Black Thought. It was Moni Love did a real lovely one from Mecca from Butterfly, yes, from Digable Planets did one. And it's just been wonderful to hear people with their great memories of Day, Joe LaCure, plug two of De La Soul fame, and so it's been a delight. And of course, what came on at the beginning of this month, De La's Tommy Boy catalog was fully released onto DSPs and everywhere. We also did all these physical drops, and so I have been coming out of pocket with everything De La because I love them and want to support them, and so I have. Sitting on that shelf right now, three copies of the 3 Feet High on Horizon. I got my, I have a Vitamin Please pressing from some years back. I have two of these more recent pressings, the Magenta and the, what did I get? Magenta and Orange. It's kind of orange peachy color from, that was a Walmart exclusive version. I got both there, the 7 inches they've released, and I paid for in full immediately. And I mean, like that, the moment it popped up, Stakes is High, which is just my favorite De La release ever. And I've been wanting to buy it on vinyl
and it sells for its stupid price. And I was willing to pay the stupid price a couple of times, but I've lost out on eBay bids and stuff like that there. But I came up this time, and it was a delight. Second record store I hit up in Pittsburgh was called the Government Center. The complete and polar opposite of Jerry's. Single floor, beautiful hip hop section, everything laid bare. I walked out of there to get 7 records the other day.
Damn.
All 3 Lice EPs, just Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sandman, Goblin, Tyler the Creator, the Steve Lacy, Gemini, whatever that I got. Both of those I got for my kids. And just a bunch of records that I was like, fuck yeah. Yo, it's Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit, Smoke Dizza, and Girl Talk.
Wow.
On one, produce one record. Yeah.
That's wild.
Fantastic.
That's wild. And hearing you put it together, I'm like, but it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost like Voltron. Like, we're putting it all together.
Yeah. All those dudes are real producer minded, and you get Girl Talk in there as well. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Yeah. It's stunning how good it is, man. And so
what's the title of the project?
Actually, I'm trying to go grab it right now because I want to. I want you to know it. Actually, where is my little post up?
Thank you for reminding me, by the way, T. Because now I'm ordering that De La Soul album.
You got it. Yeah, you gotta. Where is my shit at, man?
Yeah,
damn it.
Yeah. Soon as I heard you say, like, maybe I should do that. I don't know why I'm just sitting like, oh, just stare at the wall. Like, nah, fam. Let me get this De La album.
I'm trying to dig this up because I definitely took a picture of it to put on my damn. If nothing else, I'm constantly in Reddit on Hip Hop Vinyl. If, like I said, I'm not a big Redditor, but that particular group is my shit. Because of course it's just a bunch of old men talking about their records.
All right. Amazon has the blue vinyl, so I will get that.
It is, yeah. That's the one. A lot of people was talking about how nice that blue one looks. It's called, what is it called? You know what? I don't know if it has an actual name.
Well, I just got it.
It just says collab album. Oh, Full Court Press. Wiz Khalifa, Big Crit, Smoke Dizza, Girl Talk, and. It's very good. And so I'm just telling you right now, man, go dig that up and like, just go spin it on like Spotify or whatever, if it's available, and just enjoy. Cause it is,
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? This is the post right here. I couldn't find this post because the first record I have on that post is that's the day I came home with Autumn Records. I came
home, you're stacked
to the magenta, copy of De La Soul. Of 3CI. So, so much music, Chaffee, man. Yeah. Man, I've been copying records a little harder than I probably should. But I can't help myself, bro. I love the medium.
Yeah.
I love spinning records. I sat there the other morning with my kid who just was like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just organizing. And we end up going on a run because I ran out of the plastic sleeves. And I'm trying not to buy from Amazon.
No.
So I had to go, like, let's go see if we can find them locally.
Okay.
And if anything, we can hit up a bunch of record stores.
Question.
I went ahead and spot up and they had
them. Explain to me the plastic sleeves.
So just like, here, let me reach back here.
Because you usually know, when you get your album, it's in the cellophane.
I also bought this. What I gotta do? But it's the music on vinyl pressing of it, 180-gram black vinyl. But
I like that.
It comes in, of course, because the spot I bought it from already puts it in plastic. Like a comic book, like a bag and board situation, you know?
Yes. Okay. That would be the best way to put it.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing for records.
Yeah. And so this one is technically double bag because music on vinyl, which is like, there's just a, it's out of Europe. And they already put it in their own bag. Mm-hmm. And then the shop I bought it from puts it in its own bag.
And then you can also get, like, because I remember asking T about this last time, you know how the album itself comes in, like the, a lot of times paper the paper sleeve. Yeah. You can also get one that's like a different type of sleeve as well.
Yeah. So, and some they call them archive quality and this, that, and the third. Like, when I get records that come in just cardboard, because sometimes it won't even be a rice paper sleeve, it'll be cardboard.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I need a better quality sleeve than this. You're just scratching my damn record up with your damn cardboard, you weirdo. That's a weird way to place the records. So it's just taking care of the records. I'm not even supposed to, what I was told is, you're supposed to take the record out
and stick it in the back
and put it in the back. And I'm like, I don't like that.
And I mean, I was going to ask you that too. If you
do that, to prevent ring wear, so, you know, you'll get some records that are older and you'll see the ring.
Yeah.
So if you want to prevent that, then that's how you do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like my records.
I like it in the, I know something about just having it in there. Yeah. And then for me, I haven't, I've sort of slowed on purchasing because I did my big rush of things I wanted, but I opted for the yellow De La 3 Feet High and Rising, mostly because I already have a blue album. Yeah. I already got a magenta album. I do not have a yellow album. So I was like, and the yellow is really nice. Process. Like it's weird, but I like it. Like I really, really do. So I got no regrets on that. And then just really like actually spending time like listening to the albums that I currently have as well, because it's one of those dangerous things too, which I mean, it's funny because you liken it to comic books. You've heard so many comic book people say, I buy stacks of comics and then I don't fucking read them. I read like
two. I have that person of comics right here.
Yeah.
So and I have not read one of them.
It really is a very similar style of shopping, curating, investing, like, they're very parallel in many, the storage, you know, it's like you put it in a box, you put it in a sleeve, you do all the things. And so I'm like, I got to go back and I want to make sure I listen to these albums and really enjoy them for what they are. So that's kind of my big thing. Plus Record Store Day is coming and I have to get that fucking crystal clear Beach House album. That was just like, ooh, you know, I fucking need that. And I'm like, okay, so put me onto this because I'm actually going to go into my to my local record store soon just to touch base. Record Store Day. Do they typically open up early on that day or is it like a regular hours thing?
So the spot I hit up opens at 10 o'clock, which is their normal hours.
Uh-huh.
But you can go, what we can do, what all of us end up doing is lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump in line and go queue and get a queue. And what they do it, there's like I said, the spot I go to is they have them up front at the front of the store. You queue up, first person goes up, goes through, take out what you want, go pay for it. Because first come, first serve.
Right.
That's just how my particular record shop that I go to works. Other spots I've been to do, they treat it just like you would, like a Black Friday sale almost. Like, yeah, come through early. We're having hot dogs and stuff and so forth. Uh-huh. So it's like, and so depending on the popularity and so forth and so on, you might come up, you might not at all.
Yeah.
And so I have gone in there. There's the last record store day I went to, I think it was a Black Friday record store day. And this dude in line, he was like two spaces behind me and he so wanted this Czarface album, but there was only one copy of that Czarface album. And I'm sorry, buddy.
Yep.
I
had loving that more, Czarface man.
Album, and I felt like a dick a little bit, just a little bit, because I really didn't truly want that Czarface album. And I was like, but then I looked at it, I was like, that shit's kind of fly. And they come with a pack of cards.
Oh, yeah.
You got to buy the Czarface album, my guy. And I'm sorry.
Oh, and that's,
he was just like, is that the only copy? And I was just, as I'm walking away, having paid for my record. So
I can just imagine T just mushing him in the face. But with the album.
Yeah, I show up early because it's an early situation. And so I get there and I queue early. Usually, I mean, if I'm not first in line, I'm like second or third. I'm always up in the, I take it serious.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. I don't know, but what did I see for this record store day? We'll talk about that. That's some other
stuff. There's
that's
a few things in there. We'll get that on the next episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I am worried about the Beach House album because, like, even if I go to like Amoeba, which is like a really big store, and then my local shop, which is Fingerprints, they can't keep Beach House on the shelves.
So here's the deal. Here's something I want you to really embrace as a vinyl buyer, especially for record store day type shit.
Mm-hmm.
On record store day itself, literally on that Saturday, immediately as you wake up, just go check eBay for it.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people who either got it early or are selling it at not, they're selling it at a price where you're like, that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. If it's 25, they're selling it at 35.
Yeah. Not rarely, but there are lots of people who would like, I'm selling it for 135. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck you, guy. I'm not buying it for you. But there will be somebody there who's selling it for only a little bit more, and you're like, I can pay that. I can take it. It's like usually that day. Because they're just
maybe,
trying to flip.
Maybe I'll
they're
double dip get on off. That too. Because I also do want to get the experience as well. So I was thinking of going down the shop and just kind of asking some questions like,
for sure.
Hey, I'm new to this. Like, educate me. Where do you put the albums? Is it a display? If people line up, like, how? What's the average? They line up an hour before, you know. Like, I don't want to be a nerd and show up at fucking 7. And then they're like, yeah, nobody lies up that early.
There's another record store. There's another record store down the street from me and down further from the place I go to. Mm-hmm. Because they're more rock related. They don't get a lot of the hip hop stuff. I don't go bother normally.
Yeah.
But they line up. And you'll have people coming showing up in the line I'm in, like, oh yeah, I was down at Mind's Eye at like 5 this morning. And I'm like, woo! No.
Wow. Yeah, that's too early.
But my spot opens at 10, I'll get there like at max 8:30, 8:45. And I can deal with that standing in line kind of situation.
Yeah. So that's good. That's gonna be like my main one to try to get. And then but like I said, so I've really just been like chilling and kind of just listening to what I have. Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you brought up that like the De La Soul stuff was back to streaming and hasn't gotten a lot of traction. All of the Death Row catalog is also back on streaming.
Snoop just put it back out last Thursday night, going into Friday morning.
So that's super, super nice.
Yeah, that's a delight to have as well. And in fact, I need to go tweak the playlist that on the most recent podcast that Delvin was gracious enough to be a part of and drop that Snoop song that I got on there in there. Mm,
nice. And then the other one is two artists that I really, really enjoy. Danny Brown and JPEG Mafia are dropping their collaborative album on the 24th of March. Best name ever. The album art is fantastic too. It's very black exploitation type of style, but the album is called Scaring Them Hoes Volume 1. And I was like, yes, I fucking love it. So the first song is out now. It's called Lean Beef Patty. I guess it's a play on some like YouTuber or something like that. But I love Danny Brown, his style and everything. But I really like JPEG's like production and beat style. It's very disjointed. It's like very like, I don't know. It's weird. So I like how he can still like flow over it. So first song has that like funkiness to it. It's very punk, you know? So yeah, their album's coming out soon. So I'm super, super stoked off of that. So I think it's a good time to really enjoy some new music. So we'll see what happens there. Now, how about you, Delvin? What are you listening to?
Not really that much anything, man. I've just been kind of like going back to the classic hip hop stuff, man. It's just like, listen to shit. This ain't even classic hip hop stuff, I guess. Nas, King Disease 3, been listening to a lot of that still again.
I was about to say, is this fully tell me Nas?
Yes. I want that album to ship. It's paid for. I just need them to ship it to me.
Yeah. Shoot, I'm trying to think what else I've been listening to. You know what I've been listening to a lot of? And I think this is because I'm in a relationship now. A lot of R&B.
Respect.
Like a lot of 90s, 80s R&B, like Jodeci, Shanice.
I love your smile.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Oh, I do got to mention this. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Saying that Drake is better than fucking Tupac.
That is a fucking terrible take. Look, I want to give Michael B. Jordan props because I love that him and what his name is so close.
Oh, they're like true homies.
Jonathan Majors, they're like real good friends. And I think that's dope that they are like so affectionate in public. And
Jonathan Majors' reaction in that video was the most honest reaction.
Yeah,
he was just like,
like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
That reaction I've had from you guys many times.
Yeah, fam, I saw that video. I'm like, yo, come on, man, what are you doing?
I was like, this is my dude right here, because he's like, I'm gonna just JR is Tupac, because JR is Tupac, and he was like, nah. Yeah. And when he said Drake, I was like,
nah.
Yes,
that is a terrible take. Like he could almost said anybody else in that conversation, I would be like, all right.
What if he would have said like Logic?
I'm gonna head out. Yeah. What a situation.
Because like if anybody who's usually named in that conversation, he could have said, and I'd be like, all right, you know, I get it. Like he could have like named Eminem.
It'd be like Andre 3000. Sure.
Andre 3000. This man said I feel like the Soulja Boy meme. Drake,
yeah,
Drake,
yo, Drake was. Yeah. If Jonathan Majors would have came up, that's how he should have responded.
Yes,
he that's how he stood up, walked back and forth, telling Drake.
Like, yo, nah, you can't.
Oh man, that was fucking brilliant. But you know what? You're right though. The the male love that they have for each other, like
it's beautiful.
They are having a good time, like a very good time. Because yeah. even that other one when they were watching the fucking interviewer walk away.
Yes.
Oh man. That's
why.
Hey, those fools were looking. they were looking.
I appreciate that. Cause we don't see it all the time. We don't see two, especially black men. You don't see black men who just like in regular life in terms of like celebrities being chubby, buddy buddy, and like
they
being like
being
real homeboys.
Regular dudes. Like they just got two random guys. These are big celebrities. Like these are big stars. They're hot. And they're just like, we're just hanging out.
We're friends.
Like, after this.
they're letting us know blatantly, we are really cool with each other. This is our thing. We hang out. I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things where like if one FaceTimed the other, he'd probably answer it.
Yeah.
Delvin.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of? Did you ever see the video of Idris Elba trying to call The Rock? I think he was on our Angie Martinez show.
No.
It's a great video because Angie Martinez is talking to Idris Elba, right? It's an interview for him. And I think Idris Elba was mentioning like how he's like really good friends with The Rock. And she's like, how good of friends you are? Like, oh, we're really good friends. We talk all the time. And she's like, if you are really good friends, you should be able to FaceTime him, but he should be able to answer it. So he's like, oh shit, this is a test of our friendship.
Damn.
And sure enough, he calls him. The Rock picks up immediately. He's like, yeah. And they're talking and stuff. They're having a conversation and everything. I'm like, yeah. And he just hangs up. I'm like, yeah, see, me and The Rock are really good friends, apparently. So Idris Elba and The Rock are really, really good friends.
So Delvin letting me know twice who's not good friend. Got it, man. I mean, that's why I said, too. I was like, what if I was in an emergency? I needed your assistance. You could only help me through the FaceTime. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it.
Let me explain to you the situation. If I'd have pulled out that phone, what if it was not you? What if it was the exact person I don't want to open the phone and see when I'm on this date? That could have been bad, bad.
I mean, it's all excuses, man. Nah. You know? Just you keep me dirty. I
will make
get
sure
over it.
The next time I'm on a date and you call, I will answer and show you her.
Yeah.
Eating the linguine.
Whoa.
No, not my
wow.
Hey, yo.
No. Let me clarify
let me
that.
Cut this clip and send it to your lady on TikTok real quick.
The actual food, not my linguine. Mine's more like I don't have a linguine. I have like more like a Polish sausage.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool, man.
Don't do that. And you did it anyway.
Hey, but you know what? He didn't say he had a rigatoni. Then I'd be like, we got to talk. You need to go to the doctors.
See somebody about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got
God.
Problems, my man. You know, it's like a tortellini.
Tortellini. You know, a little bit of gnocchi. Yeah, I know. Just start running through all the pasta shapes at that point. That got this lasagna popping, son.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh. Damn. All right. Well, let's round this out with a little bit of gaming. I'll go first on mine. Finally finished God of War. Like, took me forever. It was a lot of work. That was a long fucking game.
Was it a slog or was it just long?
For me, it was long. It was just long. There were parts that were like, I could have cut out some of the filler in between. Because I did feel like some of the levels were just exactly the same, but either in a tropical area or in the snow. But like, I kind of still did the same tasks. And I was like,
just Bloody Mario at that point.
Pretty much. Like, it really, really didn't like deviate in between. So, hold on for a second.
We are watching Chowfee talk, but we can't hear him. So it looks like he's miming. I would like to like just imagine what he's saying.
He do a real NBA coach style, keep his mouth like his mouth covered, like you know, saying you ain't gonna know what plays he playing with. You know what I'm saying?
Look, you gotta guard Durant. You can't let him get the ball. I don't know what the fuck you're doing on defense, but you're not playing defense. Why is he looking at us like that?
You guys talking wild shit right now?
Yeah. Your face, right there. Yeah.
We're having a dilemma in the house. Gavin thinks someone stole his True Religion T-shirt. Doesn't know what to do.
Gavin, nobody want that shit
in the house, like amongst the three other people that live there.
Well, he thinks that maybe one of his friends might have pinched it. Which, oof. I think one of his friends does have some sticky fingers. Look. Because I had to talk to him recently. I was like, "Hey, listen, I'm not blaming your friends." Because it could have been anybody. But what I am going to say is the old, like the original, like Xbox One is missing from the garage.
God damn.
The controller, the like the whole setup. But everything, like the PlayStation 4 is still there. Other like shit is still in the garage. It just was like nestled in a place. And so I'm like, it's just weird how specific that was.
Damn,
because the charging block was in a different location. Than where, like, they were like in different sections of the shelves. So I'm like, so someone had to come and take them.
Damn, why do you steal the Xbox One?
But also, Gavin's got like dumb friends too.
I'm quite sure there's like better shit in Chaffee House to steal besides that.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, this is what you're going to take? I mean, actually, you freed up some space on my shelf, if anything. Like, thanks. So. But so he's stressing out because he thinks maybe one of his friends took it. So I told him, I said, I'll go through the shelves right now. Yeah. But yeah, to kind of go back to God of War, so I'm not saying it's a bad game. Like when it actually is, like when the adventure is high and the drama is high, it's really, really good. Battles seem to be pretty like balanced. When you get to the end and it's like this epic battle, it really, really was like a lot happening there. So yeah. It was fun, but it was almost like the adventure of getting there could have been, we could have cut out maybe like a good quarter in total of the game of just like this little bit of time and that little bit of time.
Uncharted 4 feels like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see that. So other than that, it was like, okay. And then I started Atomic Hearts. And when I say started, I mean like, I'm like, maybe less than 10 minutes in. And then I started that one, the beat game. What is it? Hi-Fi Rush?
Yes. Yeah. God, such a good game.
And then I think I'm like past the first level, but then I remembered that I had stopped playing Cyberpunk to play God of War. And then I went back to Cyberpunk. And I'm like, that Cyberpunk is, it's a good story. You know?
It so. Is.
I'm like, let me finish this story, and then I think I'll go back to one of those other two games. And then I did buy the physical copy of the Metroid Remaster.
Good. Oh, that's great. I bought that for my son too.
I bought it digitally like the day it was released, and I wouldn't pay for the physical copy probably the next day. So I got my physical copy the day of release and finished it off. Played through that whole game.
Yeah. And just I've seen people play, I'm like, it looks fucking beautiful.
Once it gets your hooks in you.
Yeah.
Over.
And I'm sure once it's on the OLED, it's probably like amazing.
Now, you know what? I played most of it on the TV. I did mess around with OLED a little bit, but I mostly played just attached to the TV, man.
Okay. How about you, Delvin? What you been playing?
I'm playing the same thing I was probably playing last time, Forspoken.
Okay.
I genuinely like this game a lot.
I think that game is better than people gave it credit for.
A lot better.
I think they was really hating. And also then I immediately be like, oh, so you just hating on this black woman. I know what this is. That's immediately how I felt. You know what I'm saying?
Or are they saying that game is woke?
Probably. one of the things I kind of threw me off about it, or two things. I'll tell you these little story elements. And that I haven't seen in a video game in a while. And I think it's really cool that Forspoken did this. You have this moment in the game where you have to fight this other character. And, you know, the character Faye is like, she's like 20 years old. She's like young. So you fight this character who's a human and you end up killing the character. And Faye is like distraught by it. She's like, I don't want to be killing people. This is not a thing that I'm used to doing. Like no. And they're like, no, you have to do this. And they're like, she's like, no, I don't want to fight humans and kill humans. That's not a thing that I want to do. And it's so refreshing to see a character. Cause you know, when you play like Uncharted, Nathan Drake kills countries, and then like he doesn't give a fuck about it.
Yeah,
but you're seeing during the game the consequences for her actions. Even with her killing this horrible person, there's consequences that happen later in the story to her actions. Like her killing this person brings up another chain of events that changes the story dramatically and people react to it. And it's such a thing. It's so interesting watching this character and the emotions she has based off of these actions. And it's like, oh.
You see, and that's really nice because I totally get what you're saying. A lot of times the actions are just mindless to get from A to B and destroy everyone in between. And there are very few games that have a moral dilemma.
Yeah.
Why am I doing what I'm doing? Which also then translates to like the player. Cause I know I've played other games that have had moments like this. I just can't like think of any right now, but it's a different type of game because not only are you playing like literally the physical game, but you're also the head game too of like, well, fuck, do I want to kill this guy? Is there another way around this? Like how do I get through this scenario now knowing my character doesn't believe in these actions?
So yes.
I have it on my list and I'm just kind of looking for the like down the road sale.
Yeah, there's probably gonna be plenty of those because they done disbanded the studio and everything now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They just got like reabsorbed, right?
Yeah. The game itself, I think, is actually really good.
Yeah.
I am enjoying my time with it. I want to say it's a great open world fetch quest type game. Like if you want to play something like Assassin's Creed, when you go around, you just like clear out bases and stuff like that and traverse the world. I think it checks those boxes and I'm enjoying the story very much. I like the story.
You got a pretty big graphics patch maybe 2-3 days ago. So if you have not updated it, make sure you do.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. How about I am playing The Last of Us Part 1 because, of course, I've been watching the show The Last of Us, and I was just like, let me run through this game right quick. Part 1, I played and beat part of The Last of Us on PlayStation 4. I played whatever the remaster on PlayStation 4, but this is, of course, the remake on PlayStation 5.
Does it come with Left Behind?
Yes, built in. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Have you played that?
Yes, I played that when I played the remaster.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going through it all again, and as always, that game bores me to tears until you get out of Boston. Mm-hmm. Once you get out of Boston, that's when that game takes off like a shot and becomes the game that everybody has told you about. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
And made for one of the greatest TV shows I've ever watched. Mm-hmm. That should have been my happy meal.
I still got the finale on deck. I plan on watching it tonight.
Well, the reason that should have been my happy meal is because that has been appointment viewing for my entire family.
That's cool.
My son has come home from being kicking in the streets to come home and watch that with all of us. Watched every episode. And it just was a delight to have watched. Just an amazing show. And it hit all the bells it needed to. And like I said, of course, it got me like playing the game again. Mm-hmm. But my heart, my head is actually on part two because that game to me was more affecting. I enjoy part one. I know that something was like favorite thing. Part two is the one I think about the most.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's such a contrast.
It is. And it's just like, it's so much going on. That is where the moral dilemmas and the things we just spoke of pop up in video games.
I'm really, really like, and I should probably check the PlayStation store because I'm really hoping we get a sale on it soon.
Yeah.
Because I do want to pick it up. But I'm also thinking, too, of maybe even if it is on sale somewhere physical, I might even just grab the physical, too, just to have it on deck. Because I would like to just see, like, the graphical upgrades and the mechanical, like, differences as well.
Yeah.
So it's a good game. Good, good. Well, I think that's a good place to put a pin in the evening. I'm super happy we got to catch up tonight. We had a lot of shit we had to go over. So it was good. This is a good kick-it moment.
This is a PSVG size episode.
Yeah, no, shit, goddamn. But, man, thank you guys. Thank you, T. Thank you, Delvin, for joining me this evening. Kind of, get our little hangout in. I got spring break coming up soon, so we'll definitely record that week. But we out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Mama! Mama!
What? What'd you say? Grandma's not here.
Grandma's not here.
Cute.